Mishnah speaks about the mitzvah of maror. On Pesach night, there's a mitzvah to eat the carbon Pesach matzah maror. So the Mishnah lists off which vegetables are acceptable for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of maror. Veli yirokasham yotzim etechavos in Pesach. And it lists off the various vegetables. It's interesting. The Gemara says the Farish. The Mishnah says the Farish. When it starts from the Kazayis on the fifth line in the Mishnah, that you can eat a little bit of one vegetable, a little bit of another vegetable, a little bit of a third vegetable. It's all mitzaref to the kazayis. You don't have to have dafke kazayis on one vegetable or another. Each one is mitzaref. The same thing appears in the Mishnah on daf lamed hay. The Mishnah says on lamed hay aleph that matzah can be made from any one of the five kinds of grain. And there it says the same thing, that it's been starved from the kazayis. That you can have a little bit.
It has to be together.
Okay. So, exactly, let's try.
Yeah, that's all. With one vegetable.
These are all acceptable. They're all acceptable for Morris. If you have a little nibble of one, a little nibble of another, and all together, it adds up to kazayis. So, you get to the mitzvah. That's enough in a Mishnah like that. Later in Arvi Psochim, the Rosh on Daf Kuf, the Rosh on Simakuf, raises the question. When you eat maror, is it necessary to have a kazayis of maror? Maybe you don't need a kazayis. I'm talking. So the Rosh is poshet. The Rosh is poshet this topic from the fact that we say Baruch Hashem Kedushanu in the source of Tzivonu Alachilas maror. So that itself is it. You say Alachilas maror, Alachilas. So that's a raya that you need a kazayis. So the Shagasariya asks a lot of kashas against the Rosh. He asks one kasha, isn't it at Meferish Pasuk in Chumash? It says, Al-Matzah Simrar Miyachlu. It says, Meferish Achila. What does he have to krich that the Loshan Roche? Is Al-Achila Smar Ben Achila Chusim Mikizayis? Oh, this is Gora Pella. Here, the Mishnah says, Meferish you need a Kizayis. I remember that the Shagasariya asked that. But he has other kashi. Here the Mishnah says the Farish must start from the Kazayis. So the Farish should eat the Kazayis. That's the Pela Agabi Pela. But the Shagasari has one kashi from the Chumash. So what is the Rosh Mesupik, whether you need a Kazayis or not? It says in the Chumash, Al Matzah Samram Yachlu. So it says the Loshan Achila regarding the Mora. So that's what the later Achrayim say, that it doesn't say that. That the pasuk goes Yachlu the Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach in conjunction with Matzah Mor, but it never really says the Loshan Achila Legabi Mor. Legabi Matzah is a different pasuk. Be'erev Tochlo Matzah. So that's how you know you need a Kazayis of Matzah. But how do you know that you need a Kazayis of Mor? That's what the Rosh is Mesupik. Maybe you don't need a Kazayis of Mor. Then the Shagatari asks another Kasha on the Rosh. What do you mean? The reason why you need a Kazayis, the Rosh is Mesupik when you need a Kazayis. Then he says, we better eat a Kazayis. Because we say the Loshan HaBracha, Al-Achilas Maror, and if you're going to eat less than a Kazayis, it'll be like a Dovash Korif. He says a Bracha Al-Achilas, and he doesn't need a Kazayis. But that's why you need a Kazayis. So in fact, Akasha, so why didn't the Chacham, if Maror per se does not require a Kazayis, so why did the Chachamim introduce a Nusach HaBracha, Al-Achilas Maror, and therefore they required of us that we should eat a Kazayis? They could have made a Nusach HaBracha, Al-Mitzvah Maror, on Mitzvahs Mor, and in Mela, there's no problem of Ein Achilat Chus Mikuzayt, and you would be able to be able to the first in Mikuzayt. It's somewhat no rush. But Mor per se doesn't require Kuzayt, just because the Nusach HaBracha is such. That's what the rush means. whole thing is strange. And the Mishnah says Beferish that you need a Kazayis. What is the Rosh Masupik about? What does he have to bring a rife on the Nusach HaBrach? That's where Rav Soloveitchik.
That's
a taka. We assume you don't need a kazan. You
shouldn't need a kazan.
Tamashayla, whenever you have karpas, every Pesach, when you eat karpas, the Rambam, as we have in all the editions of the Rambam, says he's supposed to eat a kazayis of karpas. And the Haggadah, and the Rambam, when he says you eat mara, doesn't say you need a kazayis of mara. It just says you eat mara. But karpas, it says you need a kazayis by mara, doesn't say. So the Haggadah Maimoni on the bottom of the page thinks that there's a misprint, that line that says you need a kazayis belongs reversed. That line belongs by the mara. And the karpas, he doesn't think that you need a kazayis of karpas. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch, they recommend you should adopt to not eat a kazayis of karpas. All explanation why. That's the shadow. What is the Rosh Masupik about? Whether you need a kazayis, sachan often a mishnah. Pela agabi pela, sachan often a mishnah, and daf lamites. So Rav Soloveitchik said, one of the Gedolei Achareinim has like this. Rav Soloveitchik suggested this carrot. That the Gemara says that Morah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Morah was only their Raisa Bizman Shemek HaMikdush HaYikai. Bizman Hazeh is not their Raisa. That's the Gemara earlier. What exactly does that mean? Why is it Taka that Morah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon? That itself, that Gufa is a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam. What about Bizman HaMikdush is somebody's Tomei? Or Bederech HaChayko? Bizman HaMikdush, there exists a Korban Pesach. Bizman HaKrov is Korban Pesach. But this person personally happens not to be eating Korban Pesach. Would Mara be their Isa for that person or not? So that seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam and the Taisu. The Gemara says regarding Tomei, Orel, it says, Kalor lo yechol boi, so the Gemara has a drash of bohu dein oechol, avalechol hu b'matzah u b'mara. So what does it mean, avalechol hu b'matzah u b'mara, that he's permitted to eat matzah and mara? So the Orel is forbidden to eat Korban Pesach, but it's permitted to eat matzah mara. So Tosfos asks Akash and Chof Chesam and Beis. But the Gemara has that drasha. Bahu deinoch avlochu l'chubim matzah mara. So Tosfos asks Pshita. But the kedusha yesh goy. Somebody asked me on Shabbat that they're having goyim over to the seder, the uncles, the goyim, whatever. On the seder, I'm saying, what do they do with the matzah mara? They allowed to have the goy eat the matzah mara. They didn't invite. Their parents invited their goyim to the seder. What does it do? Is the guy allowed to eat the matzah mara? So Taisa said, Kiddusha Yeshba, what's the problem? Of course the guy is permitted to. You can feed it to the dogs also. What is a bizoyan Abdusha? Yes, not permissible. Yeah. The Gemara says in Beitza, you're not permitted. Yeah, these were single people who were asking. They didn't invite these goyans. Their parents invited the guy. So the din is, you're not permitted to invite a nachri. The Gemara says, you're never permitted to invite a nachri. Yeah. You on Yontif, Zerish and Yavah Bishvili, you may cook on behalf of the nachri. On Shabbos, the Gemara says, if for some reason or another someone is interested in inviting a nachri to eat by them on Shabbos, so the Gemara says, in Beitza, you're permitted. You're permitted to invite a non-Jew to eat with you on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you don't cook for anybody. You don't cook for yourself, so you're not going to forget and cook for the nachri either. But on Yom Tov, when you're permitted to cook and do malachas for the Israelim, so if you'll have nachrim there, nachri will ask for another cup of coffee or ask for another bowl of soup, so you may forget that he's a nachri. You may be embarrassed and you may cook for him. So the Gemara says that it's a gzeir de rabban. In fact, it's a serious shaila about inviting secular Jews, totally non-religious Jews. Sometimes we have a case that a person is so far gone, a person is so anti-religious, non-religious, whatever it is, so secular, that the Gemara has a cloud that Apikoris or a Mummer is Dinakin Nochri. So the Shaila is, if you have a Yisrael who is a Mummer, who is Dinakin Nochri, with respect to what is the Dinakin Nochri? Let's say, Mekanesh Vakoy from the Chomets to the Yisrael Mummer. You can't use him as the Shabbos guy. You can't, he's not Dinakin Nochri for everything. You can't, you can't cut off his tail. He's still a Yisrael. It's Alachal Bishachat Yisrael. When he gets to certain Dinim, he says Dinakin Nochri. When he gets to other Dinim, he don't say Dinakin Nochri. It's a big deal in the Rishonim with respect to which dinim do we declare dinim kenoch, and respect to which dinim is it not dinim kenoch. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Yom Tov quotes the Machlokes Achareinim. What about cooking on Yom Tov? The din is lachem, achashi achol lachem, nevshu levad yosel lachem. So the Gemara says, you're only permitted to cook for Yisrael, Lachem, the Lola Yaakum, you're not permitted to do a malacha for an Achri. So what if you have a Yisrael who's a Mumer, who's Dinakin Achri? Do you say that it's Takanisa, Daraisa, to cook on behalf of a Mumer? Do you say no? When you get to that din, you say Yisrael Afafi Shechat, the Yisrael. So that's a machlekes, the Mogen Avon, quote the machlekes and Achraim. The Mishnah Brura, Machzach Nishvisnik, and the whole machlekes, he quotes that it's Asa. He says that it's Asa. And he writes in the footnotes on the bottom in the Sharatim, instead of writing that it's 2 days in the Magen Avraham, and that's his opinion, he writes the Mar Makam, Pashut. He doesn't even think that he needs it. He doesn't have to prove it. A Machlekes. Machlekes in the Magen Avraham, where the moment Dinan Kenachri applies, when he gets to the Din, Lachem Velali Yakum, so the Mishnah Berurah holds that it's such a Dovah Pashut Lachumra. He writes as in the Sharatim, he writes that it's Pashut. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would be forbidden, everybody does this, it would be forbidden to invite on Yontif, not only a Nachri, would be prohibited to invite a Jew who's totally secular, doesn't go, there are such people, don't go to Shul Hashani of Kippur. And Gans and Mumadina Kinachri would be prohibited to invite such a person also, because of the Xerish Shami Yabra Bishvili.
Except for one
night when you want to eat the Shul Shi Yitzke Habercha.
But the fact that the Mumma comes to the Seder, there's no more Mumma.
Why?
No, I come to say that.
He doesn't come to say that. You want to be Makarovim, you say, if you want to be Makarovim, so let's risk a little bit, let's be makel with the other opinions to say that it's not Dina Kakum, and maybe try to get him closer to Yiddishkeit. Okay, that's a cheshbon that a lot of
the Gubin Elvin speak about, you know, a little chet, no, that's
it depends, yeah, if it's really a chet, so what chance do you have? It depends, okay.
Well, you haven't got that chet, you could double together, by you don't make a chilek, you know.
You're not cooking any food. Anyway, Tesis asked this kasha. Tesis says over here. This question was asked. College students asked these shaylas that their parents invited the nachar. So that's the parent shaylas. Let the parents ask their rabbi whether they are permitted to invite the children. I tell the children, you'll get married, so you'll be the balabas. So you don't invite.
They're not going to be there.
Yeah. So they say they don't have to walk out. They're not afraid to walk out. They're not willing to call up the goyish uncle and disinvite him. That's the parents invited him. So that's the parents' shayla. That's not the children's shayla.
If you invite a goy, the shayla said they learn pearls.
And the wine.
And Akhanam, you're not allowed to teach her. So you shouldn't. We're not supposed to invite the guy on any yantar. That was the shaila. When I spoke in Stern College last week, so I went over the dinam of some dinam of yantar. So one of the girls raised her hand. She wanted to know, what's the din if you have a guy at the seder? I didn't understand exactly what the shaila was. So I thought she meant to ask what a lot of the students ask. What do I do? My parents invited a guy. What do I do? So I said, that's not your shaila. That's your parents' shaila. You don't have to protest. You don't have to demonstrate. You just tell your parents that you think you're not allowed. So if they invited, that's not your shaila. So afterwards, the girl came up. She explained what her shaila was. No. Shaila's like this. Her uncle is a guy. So the uncle comes to the seder. Shaila is that the father's machaber, everybody goes around the table, everybody reads the paragraph in English.
Yeah.
And they're all Yotzev Shemer Koina, so the paragraph that the guy reads, that was a Shaila. Are the Yotzev Shemer Koina on the paragraph that the guy reads? Or do they have to all mumble over that section? No. That was a Shaila. Yeah. The Yotzev has this comment, and the Gemara's Drasha. On the bottom of Chot Ches and Veis, the Gemara has the post, Kol Ara Lo Yochel Bois. And called the Nechel or Yechel Baisa. The Gemara has a drasha, Bohu Eno Echel, Avro Echel Hu Bematza Ubamara. The Taisa Svekta Kashe. What, do you need a pasuk to tell you that he's permitted to eat matzah mar? Kedusha yesh bo. What's the havmin to think that that you're not permitted to give matzah mar to the mumah? Satay says no. What it means is that he's obligated to eat it. Doesn't mean that he's permitted. Yeah. He's obligated to eat. Satay says reads the gemara. That's the girsa that we had. That he's obligated to eat matzah mar. Not that he's permitted pshita. He's obligated to eat the matzah in the mar, even though he's not eating any carbon pesach. There's a mitzvah deraisa to eat maror bizman amigdosh. Bizman azem maror is only the rabbanon. Because bizman the leka pesach, leka maror. But bizman amigdosh, the ika pesach, maror exists as an independent mitzvah also bifnei atzmo. Even if you're not eating karm pesach. And the Rambam writes beferish not so. The Rambam writes mefurish that he counts in the minyan mitzvahs and the seifa mitzvahs. He writes karm pesach is one mitzvah. And matzah is another mitzvah, and he says maror he's not going to count as a separate mitzvah because it doesn't really exist as a separate mitzvah. It's just for the purpose of enhancing the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Gemara on the upside calls it hechshera the pitzvah, that the mitzvah b'shleimusa like tchelus and lovan of tzitzis. The Rambam writes tchelus and lovan is the mitzvah b'shleimusa of tzitzis. If you have the two halakim together, then you can kind the mitzvah b'shleimusa. If you have one without the other, it's not miyakev. The other one is not miyakev. But it's only an incomplete kiyum mitzvah. So here also, if you have a carbon pesach without the matzah and without maror, the mechilta says that you yotze, but it's an incomplete mitzvah. The way to fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimusay is to have carbon pesach with matzah and maror. Ad kedekach, that's why Hillel was of the opinion that you're only yotze if you eat everything all together. And the Chachamim said no, that there are different versions, but the Chachamim hold that you have to bedavki eat each one separately. Or it's optional, the Rambam Paskin Pshat and Chacham is optional. If you want, you can eat all three together. If you want, you can eat them all, each one separately. But still, the Kiyama Mitzvah of the Matzah and the Maror is a Hechshere de Pischa. So the Gemara has, regarding Matzah, not only is it Hechshere de Pischa, it also exists as a Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma, so the Gemara is even a Leka, Korban Pesach, Matzah is the Raisa. But Maror, the Rambam writes, only exists as a Hechshere de Pischa to enhance the Kiyama Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And it's banda like a pesach letzah and like a mara because it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So they're on a right b'feirish. That is mana migdosh, if you're not eating korban pesach, it's only mit the rabbanon to eat mara. Maybe it's not even mit the rabbanon. Maybe the mitzvah mit the rabbanon is only bizmana ze.
No, please.
Alachivas mara? Alachivas mara? No. The Rambam writes like this. If you want to eat pesach matzah umar, the Rambam doesn't pass in like Hillel. Hillel says you have to dafki eat all three together. Just on Kuf says both. The Yachad.
Yeah.
And the Chachamim disagrees. So the Gemara there has two versions of exactly what the Chachamim disagree with Hillel. One pshat is that the Chachamim hold that the dafki mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. If you eat all three together, you will not be yotze. You have to dafki eat each one separately. And the other version, that's how the Rambam passes, the other version is no. The Chachamim, the Hillel hold that it's optional. If you want, you can eat all three together. And if you want, you can eat each one of them separately. So the Rambam writes, if you eat all three together, you say, Asher Kedishon Abim Mitzvah Tzivonu. The Rambam happens to have another sheet. The Rambam holds that that Hillel never said that you eat all three together. He holds that you don't eat Pesach Matzah Umar. That's how we have in the Gemara, and we have the Yerushalmi in black and white like that, that you eat all three together, Pesach Matzah Umar, and the Rambam holds Nitzazah. The Rambam holds that you eat the Korban Pesach separately, and the Hillel only meant on the Matzah and the Umar that you eat it together. So the Rambam writes, according to his understanding, he says, we pass like the Chachamim de Hillel, that it's optional, the Hainu. So he says, if you want, you eat the matzah and the maror together, and then you only say one bracha, Shekhidishana b'mitzos v'tzivano, alachilos matzos and marorim. And then he says, if you want, you can eat each one separately, and then you'll say a separate bracha on the matzah, a separate bracha on the maror, alachilos maror. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the maror is a separate mitzvah. No, it's a separate maitha mitzvah. A separate maitha mitzvah. The Rambam writes the Feirish. That Maror is not a mitzvah, never was a separate mitzvah. Not Bizman HaMikdash, not Bizman HaZeh. There's Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says that it's only Zechel HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, it could be that if one is not eating Korban Pesach, let's say a Tomei or an Orel, or whatever, he's not in Eretz Yisrael, Derech HaChayka. Could be that there isn't even a mitzvah with the Rabbanan to eat Maror. The Ramamites, it doesn't exist as a separate mitzvah in Atar to eat Maror. And still, if you eat the Maror separately, you say, Bracha, Achilas Maror. Why? It's a separate Maisa mitzvah. The brachas are recited in accordance with how many Maisa mitzvah you're doing. Not necessarily according to Kiyumi HaMitzvah. As the Rav Soloveitchik once explained, regarding the Prima Gradim's Kasha. The Bahag says that if you miss one day of Sphira, so there's no chiyuv to count the rest of the days at all. And all the Bali Atayis said they never heard of such a thing. Where did the Gemara never said such a thing? That if you miss one day, the mitzvah disappears, that you need tmimos. The Gemara says tmimos means a different thing. The Gemara doesn't have such a grosher. So the Bali Atayis disagree with the Bahag. So as a compromise, we pass him that if you miss one day, you should continue to count the rest of the days, you should make it, or you should leave out the bracha, because according to the Bahag, you're not mukhiv, there's no mitzvah at all. The Sufik bracha is lahakha. But Ali B'dem is we really, the Iker Adim, we really pass the like Tais, is that there is no such din mechlof. So the Prima Gadim has a famous kasha on the Bahag. If the Bahag is right, that if you miss one day, you don't continue to count the rest of the days at all. So what does that mean? So the Pashup Shat means, the Pashup Shat in the Bahag is, that if one big mitzvah, all the 49 days, constitute one big mitzvah, and that's why the Ma'akvah Zu is Zu. That's usually the cloud. When it's one mitzvah, the Ma'akvah Zu is Zu. And when it's not Ma'akvah Zu is Zu, means they're separate mitzvahs. So that's the Prima Gadim's Kasha. So how can you say 49 brachas on one mitzvah? If there's only one mitzvah, you should only say one bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a Terry, he had two terutim on this. One of the terutim was, that on Achanam, you can say that there's only one mitzvah, but there are 49 Maisa mitzvah. And brachas, brichas ha-mitzvah are recited not in accordance with how many kiyumi ha-mitzvah there are, but in accordance with how many maisa ha-mitzvah there are. Sometimes you have a hechit timtzeh where there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah, there's no maisa ha-mitzvah at all. So no brachas recited. But so you put a mezuzah on my door. You do me a favor, you nail the mezuzah on my door. So you did the maisa ha-mitzvah, but I get the kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's my house. You got a mitzvah of milas chesed that you put the mezuzah on my door. I'm not strong enough to put it up, whatever. So you did the mitzvah of Melech Chesed, but you didn't do the mitzvah of mezuzah. So, but you did the Maisa mitzvah, and I get the Kima mitzvah. So the din is a Shulchan Aruch. You say the bracha, the Kvaya mezuzah is recited by the one who nails on the mezuzah, even though he's only doing the Maisa mitzvah, and he has no Kima mitzvah. And the one who lives in the house and is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah, but he doesn't do any Maisa mitzvah, doesn't recite any bracha at all. So you see that the bracha is the birchas on mitzvah with nikva by the Chachamim in accordance with
how many
months? Depending on whether you're doing a Maisa mitzvah or not, doesn't really depend on the Kima mitzvah. So it could well be that even if you do one mitzvah that has 49 Maisa mitzvah, it makes sense to say that. You say 49 brachas, why not? So the same over here. What you're asking is a good kasha, but the answer to the kasha is that Rambam's opinion is that Mara is not a separate mitzvah. It's only a chelik of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but still, if you eat the Korban Pesach and the matzah and the Mara separately, then you say three different brachas. Why do you say separate bracha al achilas ha-pesach and al achilas matzah and al achilas mar? But there are only two mitzvahs, there aren't three. The Rambam says matzah is a separate mitzvah and korban pesach with mar is another mitzvah. Why do you say three brachas? So the answer is because there are three maisa mitzvah and the brachas ha-mitzvah are recited in accordance with how many maisa mitzvah there are, not in accordance with how many kiyumi ha-mitzvah there are. That's a good kasha, but the father, the Moyel, says the bracha al amilo. Then the father after says the bracha al hachnisa the risa shal Avram Avinu. It's a question, what mitzvah is that relating to? Asher kereshana b'mitzvah isa v'tzivanu. Sounds like it's a bichas mitzvah. Hachnisa the risa shal Avram Avinu. What b'chlal the rishonim ask? Why do you say the Tosafot Tzvi asks, and the other says, why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? So they say there must be that there are two mitzvahs over here. There's one mitzvah, ala mila, then there's another mitzvah, hachnata lebrit. Two distinct mitzvahs. That's the shayla. So what does that mean? What does that mean? The Tosafot writes earlier, I'm talking on Dav Zayin. Tosafot on Dav Zayin has a machlokes. Tosafot has a machlokes that we show him on Zayin and Medalis, and in Shabbos, that's Kuf on Zayin, Tosafot quotes. When do you say the bracha lahachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu? Do you say that oivel asiyasam like every normal brichas ha-mitzvah or no?
Maybe
so the Bali Ataisis, different svaris. So the Bali Ataisis sort of say that it's not a brichas ha-mitzvah at all. Lahachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu is a brichas ha-sheva. That you recite a bracha over the fact that the child is now no longer an oral, that he's a gemalta child, that sometimes when you do a mitzvah, it brings about a halois in the person. Let's say a person gives tzedakah, so he becomes, psychologically, he becomes a different person. But a person shakes the lulav, makes a chaloshem on the person, al pi din, it doesn't, a person heard kiyah shofar, he was yotzei, so it makes a different chaloshem on the person, It's a different person all pidin. It's not psychologically. Every mitzvah you do certainly leaves a reshin, leaves an effect. But al pidin, you don't say that the person is a gavra who hurts kiyah shefa. But here, if a baby is an oral and then you do a bris milah, the baby is no longer an oral. So you permit it to shmir the baby with shemesh al truma, and you permit, this child will be permitted later on to eat korban pesach. And if he's a kohen, he'll be permitted to be makor kabbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. And oral is forbidden. It's forbidden to be makor kabbonis, forbidden to eat kabbonis, and so on. Kama v'kama nafkaminis la'alocha, based on the fact that he's no longer an oral, that he's a mahu. So that's the place. It sounds like they say that the brocha lachnis of Bishas Shaltam Avinu is not really a birchas ha-mitzvah in connection with the maisa hamilos. It's a birchas shevach v'hido. And birchas shevach v'hido is always recited lachar asiyos. So that's one suggestion that Tosis has. Yeah, according to that, it has birchas shevach v'hido. It's like, take for example, I see beautiful mountains, I see ocean, I see shooting stars, I see an eclipse, I see fancy things. So I don't have to be doing anything. The cloud that you only recite the bracha in connection with a ma'is mitzvah, that's a birchas mitzvah. But if it's a birchas shevach, so then it's shy to recite birchas hashevach, even though you are not doing anything, b'kum yaseh. You have witnessed something, you participated in something, where something occurred that's worthy of shevach. So one of the people who's there, that's how Taisa says also, the regarding Taisa's claims that the birchas erisin is recited lachar asiyah. The birchas erisin, any. So the Rambam and the Ravid hold that the birchas erisin is really a birchas hamitzvah that the chosen is supposed to recite over lasiyasim, the Rambam writes. Before he does the mitzvah of getting married, he should have Shikrishana bin Mitzvah of Tzivanu, Allah Arise, etc. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the rabbi, the Rambam writes in the practice that we have, that the rabbi, the Messiah of Kedushin, says the bracha means to be Mitzi the Chasm. He's Mitzi the Chasm. And if the Chasm doesn't understand what he's talking about, or doesn't believe in it, he's not a Maimon, so then the rabbi cannot recite the bracha on behalf of the Chasm, according to the Rambam. And Taisus disagrees. They say that the bracha has nothing to do with the chasm. The bracha belongs to the tzibur. And it's not recited by the last yasim. It's not at all a birchas hamitzvah. Even though you say, Asher Kedushanu, the mitzvah of the tzibanu, while our royos, it starts off sounding like a birchas hamitzvah, but Taisus sort of implies that it's not. They say, kemat off, and it's not a birchas hamitzvah at all. That's how the Rosh argues in Ksubis. What's our mitzvah? What's the mitzvah that he's doing? What, is getting married? So the Rosh argues, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah to get married? There's a mitzvah to have children, fear of Rivia. But they say there's no mitzvah to get married. It's just a hachana. Let's say you buy a lulav, you need shalachem. If you don't buy the lulav, it's not shalachem, it can't be yaitzah. So you have to get married in order to be able to have children. You're going to have children with a biyaznus. But that's only a hechshem mitzvah. You don't say a bracha when you do a hechshem mitzvah. You say a bracha when you're doing the clincher. A mitzvah sherasiyosa, gemar mitzvah. So that's not gemar mitzvah. That's what Tosis also said. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that the Rambam counts as two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah to get married. There's another mitzvah to have children. The Rambam writes, Lisa, you should be ksuba the kiddushin. And then he counts as another mitzvah, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, in the minyan mitzvahs, he counts these as two distinct mitzvahs. And the Rambam writes that the two that women are exempt from having children does mean that the women can remain single for the rest of their lives. That's a different mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to get married that applies to the women also. And then there's a mitzvah to have children. At that, the Mishnah says the women are exempt, but they have to get married. Everyone has to get married. The mitzvah to get married is a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah says, even if, let's say, the man is 75 years old and he's going to marry an older woman, they're not going to have any children. Still, a mitzvah to get married, a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah to have children is not a mitzvah. So the Rambam claims that the birchas erisin is recited by the chosn oy balasi osn, like every birchas hamitzvah. And the rabbi, the meaning that the rabbi says the bracha means to be mighty the chosn. If the chosn is nishke maimin, many times a rabbi is called upon to be Masada Kiddushin for a couple who don't believe. They're not at all religious, they're not believers. So according to the Rambam, the rabbi can't say the bracha. What is he? What do you mean? He's saying a bracha to be mighty the chosn. As the chosn glotzach nish. He doesn't believe in Hashem, Elakeinu, Melech, Oilam, Hashem, Kiddushanam, and Tosef, Tzivan. So how can it be mighty? Hashem, according to Tosef, Tosef disagrees. And Tosis is here, and in Ksubis, the Rosh, and in Shabbos, Tosis Shita is that the Birchas Erisin is the same as the Bracha of Lachnisa B'Visa Shalav Amavino, that it's the Birchas Shevach V'Hido, that has nothing to do with the Chasen. The Bracha is recited by one of the people present. At the Chasen, the Rabbi says the Bracha for himself, not to be Maitzi the Chasen. The Rabbi says the Bracha because he's one of the members of the Koho.
It doesn't say who's there.
It's a rotten, it's a bocha for the gemma, it's not a rotten.
Right, it doesn't relate particularly to this.
This one is just to make a bocha on the institution of
Rabbi. And that's why Tosis claims.
If you only talk about this in the atmosphere,
right, that's the Rosh's Raya, right. The Rosh brings that as a right, that it's not at all a Birchas HaMitzvah.
So that's why
Tosis claims that the Bracha should be recited after the Kiddush. We don't. We follow the Rambam.
You don't agree with the Rambam that it affects the Mitzvah, because otherwise you can't marry none of the people. Right?
Then we take the we're machmir for the Rambam's opinion to say the bracha overlaps the others, because according to Tosis, Nishgefela, the world won't come to an end if you say the Birchas Eris and overlaps the others. Nishgefela. But we are making.
Maybe she'll back out. I mean, you worried that it's also probably about the Rambam.
That's another consideration. That's what the Ravid brings that up. The Ravid says, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam and Hilchos Tishah that it's really a Birchas HaMitzvah, and theoretically it should have really been recited by the Chosin, Oyva Lasiyosan. But the Ravid throws in a different consideration, that who's going to say the Bracha? The Chosin. And then he's going to say Hariyat. So what is he going to do if the Kala, the left minute, backs out? So how can I say a Bracha if the Kima Mitzvah is Kala B'Dasachem? It's a different consideration, but Tosis comes up with this idea. Yeah. So that's the birchas. What you say from the father says the bracha lachnis bishusha from avin, even though he doesn't do anything at all. You're right. That's exactly the raya that Tosis brings to demonstrate that it's not at all a birchas hamitzvah, it's a birchas hasheva. And other rishonim hold otherwise. In Shulchan Aruch, you have a whole discussion. Other rishonim hold otherwise. They hold no. That it's also a birchas hamitzvah shekadoshana b'mitzvot son achnis b'mishas avam avinu, a birchas hamitzvah, but it's a different mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of milah. Why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? So the bracha that the moel says shekadoshana b'mitzvot son ala milah, that's the bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah milah. The bracha l'achnis b'mishas avam avinu is a different word. That we assume the midrashim say that giving the baby a milah is the beginning of the chinuch of the child. So the father is the one who has the obligation to do the chinuch. So the bracha really isn't the second bracha that the father says is oivalas yosam. It's oivalas yosam of the hachnasa lebris. Hachnasa lebris not meaning bris milah. Even though you say lachnis bris shal Avram Avinu, but it doesn't only refer to the maisa milah of bris milah. In Gansan, a different bris shal Avram Avinu means the whole chinuch that Avraham Avinu gave to his children, beginning with Bris Mila and then containing much more.
Why are two brachas together?
He one before and one after. Sometimes you have a bracha before, like Halal, like Sukkah Dezim. Sometimes you have a bracha before and after, and usually you don't have it. I don't know. Good question. Why did the Chacham single out some mitzvahs to have a bracha before and after? I don't know. So again, so here we have.
Even though it's
lit all of Friday, you don't have to relight. You can begin against it. One is lit, the might of it, even if the key is lit, even if the key is
being lit or key is being lit or 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 being lit or
I don't know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly the pshat in that thesis. Because if it's Nuskata Me'elov, then there's no Kim on it. You're not Yotzei anything. If it's not Kiseu HaRuach, so then you have a mitzvah. So when you have a mitzvah, you say a bracha. But you don't have a mitzvah, it's kisei aruch. So you don't have a mitzvah to be mechaz. You don't say a bracha. I don't know. Could be. So here, the Gemara says that Marav Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanim. Marav Bizman Amigdash was their right. Marav Bizman Azeh is only with the Rabbanim. Just parenthetically, we discussed what does it mean Morav Bizman HaMikdash was their right. So the Rambam's opinion is that it's only together with Korban Pesach. Even if you live Bizman HaMikdash, but you're not eating Korban Pesach. Tomei, Derech HaChayka, Orel, whatever. Then Nechor. If you're not eating Korban Pesach, then the whole chiyuv to eat more, according to the Rambam, would only be midrabbanan maximum. It may even be that it's not even midrabbanan. Maybe it may even be that the mitzvah to eat more midrabbanan is only bizman hazechel amigdash, but bizman amigdash there's no more midrabbanan. And according to Taisa, it's not true that more bizman amigdash was there as a separate mitzvah. More existed as a separate mitzvah. The Miri on this Gemara points out that there are other girsas where it says, Bahu ein oechel abalechel hu b'matzah. Doesn't have the gears of local hubamatsu mor. They leave out the word b'mor because it doesn't, according to the Rambam. What does it mean that you're permitted to eat matzah mor? Tikdusha yeshbo, that you don't need a pasuk. So what does it mean that you're obligated to eat? It's according to the Rambam, not obligated to eat mor. There's some rishonim crossed out the word of local hubamor. So getting back again, just to answer the kasha we asked, how can the Rosh in the last parak raise a question as to whether it's, what does it declare? Whether mor requires a shir kazayis? And often in Mishnah, daf lametes. Of course, it says Mistar from the Kazai. So some Achrenim give this answer that Rav Soloveitchik thought was correct. The Mishnah is going with Mar Amigdosh. When you're dealing with Mara Deraisa, Avari Nidik Kazai, it's a Mitzvah Sachila. Whether you hold like Taisus or like the Rambam, whether it's a Mitzvah Sachila Bifnei Atzma, point to Taisus and Bizman Amigdosh, it was a separate Mitzvah Sachila. So Zavadu Abgirek, that ain't Achila Tchusim Kazai. Even though the Loshen Apostic, the Apostic never uses the word. It says, Amatzah Smroren, Yochlu the Korban Pesach, even though it never really says the word Achila, the verb Achila, is never written in the Chumash in conjunction with the Mara, but still, the Klal is Ein Achila B'chusim Kazai, so we know on our own, without a Apostic, we know that you need a Kazai. So, whether you hold like Thesis, that there is a separate Mitzvah Achila, you hold like the Ramam, that it's only in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, it doesn't matter. You still is Zavada that you need a Kazai. The Rosh, the Sofik, only is Bizman Azeh. When the Chachamim were misakin Mara Bizman Azeh, why? Zechel HaMikdash, what does that mean? Does it mean the whole Kima Mitzvah is to make a Zechel HaMikdash? That the whole Mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash was Zechel B'Yalma, you don't need a Kazayis. Or should you say no, the Zechel HaMikdash is the Tam HaTakona. Machmas Tam, because of the, what motivated the Chachamim, the institute Mara Bizman Azeh was Zechel HaMikdash. But once they instituted the Mitzvah Mara Bizman Azeh. Just like Mara existed, Bizman HaMikdash, the Mara Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah Mara. So if it's a mitzvah Mara, not a mitzvah Zechel HaMikdash. If it's a mitzvah Mara Bizman HaZeh, we know that you have a din. There are dinim Zechel HaMikdash, that you're not allowed to paint the plaster the whole apart, and you have to leave an Amo Alamo.
You're not allowed to eat Pesach, until the 15th day, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh from Shavuot. It's also the...
Tanoim had a machlokes whether using charoises is only for health purposes to kill the worms, or no, this talk is some religious significance. A mitzvah derabbanan. So, Blazer Rav Tzadok says a mitzvah derabbanan. No, but here the Rosh knows for sure that Mara Bizman HaZeh is a mitzvah midrabbanan. But the only thing is mesupik, what is the nature of the mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash? We should make a Zechel HaMikdash. No, mitam, Zechel HaMikdash is a mitzvah Mara Bizman HaZeh. That's the reason for the takana. But the essence of the takana was that we have an obligation to do Mara Bizman HaZeh. So if the mitzvah is Mara Bizman HaZeh, so then you have to have a kazai. Whether you understand like Tosafos or like the Rambam. Because Marav Bizman HaMikdash needed a Kazayis, and Marav Bizman HaZeh will also need a Kazayis. But if you say no, that the essence of the Takana simply was to make a Zechel HaMikdash, so a mitzvah that's only Zechel HaMikdash, Achreinim quotes from the Oruch, the Chodyankev, from the bottom of the Pesach, quotes from the Oruch, and other Rishonim, Rabbi Yeruchim has like this, a group of Rishonim say that a mitzvah that Zechel HaMikdash, Zakhmanish came Brocha. There's a Hezber for it too, whatever, that you don't say a Brocha. That's the Hezber and the Rosh. So then, that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. Now the Rosh comes and he brings the raya from the fact that you say a bruche, not from the fact that you say a nusach ha-bruche al achilas morer. So the Shagatari said, why did the Chachamim say a nusach al achilas morer? They should have composed a nusach al mitzvah morer, so we wouldn't be required to eat the kazayit. And the answer is no. And some Achrayim want to say that according to the Shagatari says, The only reason why you need a kazayis is because of the nusach habracha. But when you eat koirach, so you're not saying another bracha then. So then the mora component of the koirach doesn't need a kazayis. And the Shulchan Aruch says when you eat koirach, you have to eat a kazayis, matzah, and kazayis mora together. It comes to Shagaz. He says that's only if you hold not like the rush. But if you hold like this rush, then the rush is questioning whether you need the kazayis at all or more. And the only reason why he came up with this idea that you need a kazayis, that it shouldn't be dover shkarim, because he said bracha alachilos mora, that's only when you're eating the mora. When you have matzah, mora, koirach, when you get to the koirach, so you don't say any bracha, so there's no dover shkarim, so there's no need to have a kazayis mora when you're eating the koirach. The Shari Tshuva quotes this from the Shagas Aryeh next to, on the Mishnah Berurah, on the page in the next to the Behetah. So that's what the other Acharonim disagree with the Shagas Aryeh, saying, no, that's not what the Rosh meant. The Rosh is Sofik, was the Rosh was claiming, this man on Bigdash Havani need a Kazayis, that's not correct, that's the Mishnah. This man is there, the Rosh was wondering, what is the nature of the Mitzvah? Is it a Mitzvah of Morah? This man is Achilas Morah, in which case he needed a Kazayis, or is it not? It's a Mitzvah to make a Zechel HaMikdash. So the Rosh brought the Haychocha not from the Nusach HaBracha. From the fact that there exists a Bracha. Not only is there a Bracha Bizman HaMikdash Al Achilos Mora, we know in our Haggadahs that the Rambam quotes from the Goyim, they said a Bracha Al Achilos Mora Bizman HaZeh too. So whatever Nusach you say, whether you say Al Achilos Mora or Al HaMitzvah Mora, the fact that there is a Bracha, that itself is a Haychocha, that it's not a Zeichel HaMikdash. If it would have only been Zeichel HaMikdash, Hasvar in the sentence that you don't say a Bracha, let's say you don't say a Bracha when you have the Shnei Tavshilin on the table, Zechel Pesach and Zechel Chagigah, you don't say a bracha when you eat Afi Kaiman. Some Rishonim say Afi Kaiman is Zechel Achilas Pesach. You don't say a bracha, but whatever is only Zechel Amigdash, you don't say a bracha. That's a question. Lulav Kol Shiva was instituted Zechel Amigdash. What's Taka the Gera HaMitzvah over there? Is it a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, or is Zechel HaMikdash the reason why they are misaking the mitzvah of Nesilas Lulav?
You can say by all Zechel HaMikdash like this.
It's a shaila by all, huh? Yeah. It's a shaila by all of those mitzvahs, right?
Yeah.
The Achrayim discussed about Sphere. Sorry, am I right? They discussed. The Gemara says that it's a Zechel Shnei Tavshilin, a Zechel HaPesach, a Zechel HaGigah. Yeah. The Gemara says, we take it on Sebrach. So that's how the Acharonim say Pshat, that's how the Rav like this Pshat from the Acharonim. That's how they say Pshat in the Rosh. Not from the Nusach HaBracha that it's Al Achilas Mora. No, from the fact that there is a Bracha Bechlal, that's the Hechache, that Mora Bizman HaZeh is a Mitzvah Mora, that it's not only a Mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash. And once you say it's a Mitzvah of Achilas Mora, so then the Din requires that you should eat a Kazayis.
So what point is this? What about the Derech HaKaita? What is the Bizman HaMikdash?
That would be the machlekes, the Rambam and the Taisus. That's not going to
change.
That's the shaila. Whether Bizman HaMikdash Mora existed as an independent mitzvah, that's how Taisus learns. Mora was always a separate mitzvah. But there's a condition, it's only Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaZeh, there's no mitzvah of Mora. It's only Bizman HaMikdash HaMikdash HaMikdash. And the Rambam says, no, it was never a separate mitzvah. He says in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he's not going to count it. It's only B'Torah Sachshere with the Pisca. Mora never existed as a separate mitzvah. Yeah.
So
according to the Rambam, only
what
together.
What is the saying here, Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim? If you're eating the Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, was it? What do you care if it was lit the Pesach Sheni Yerushalayim? How would they understand the Mishnah?
Yeah.
If it's in Yerushalayim, you need the carbon paste off. You can eat the Ma'aseh Sheni because it's not. That's the order was lit the Pesach Sheni Yerushalayim.
I mean, the Mishnah already goes to the Manazo also.
Basically,
I don't know. Means the Mela, the other line also goes. The line of Kazayas. I don't know. You can say maybe that line only goes to the Zman HaMikdash. I don't know. Halacha Lamaisa comes out good. The Rosh comes to the conclusion that even Zman HaZeh, you need Kazayas. So according to the Maskan, it's good. You're asking, how can the Rosh have had a Havamina? Isn't the simple reading in the Mishnah. But at least it's not black and white. One can ding that, one can say that line in the Mishnah only goes to Zman HaMikdash. Zman HaZeh, you don't need Kazayas. You're right, the last line goes to Zman HaZeh. Chutz HaMikdash, okay. The Gemara. You say that the Rosh holds like Taisus? Yeah, the Rosh holds like Bizman, maybe the Rosh holds like the Balei HaTaisus. The Rosh was from the Balei HaTaisus. the Bizman HaMikdash, Morer was the Raisa, Afilu Chutz HaMikdash. Afilu Chutz, not in conjunction with the Kodesh, the Mishnah can go. So the Mishnah can go Bizman HaMikdash, it's the Raisa, and you're reading Chutz HaMikdash, Chutz HaMikdash. The Gemara has, however, a Shav. That's what I wanted to talk about. Lamed Tes on the base on the third white line. The Gemara has Goy Rami Bachomet. The Gemara has a suffix. Mahu Sheyetze Yadam Idechai Vasa B'moror Shomaisa Sheini B'Yerushalayim. Whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, whatever fruits or vegetables or grains grow in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mahu Shumas Amais. So you have a Shemitah cycle, every seventh year of Shemitah. And then this first 6 years before you get to the seventh year, so they're broken down into two units, 3 years and 3 years. The first 3 years is Azai, the first 2 years, you mafish to Magdala, Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. And then the third year, you mafish Maisa Rani. And then again, the fourth and the fifth and the sixth years, again mafish. The first 2 years out of that, the fourth and the fifth year, mafish to Magdala, Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. The third year, you mafish Maisa Rani. So Maisa Sheni exists during the first and the second years, and during the fourth and the fifth years, and it exists on bebelach and on potatoes and on oranges and on pomegranates and on the zayin minim, on fruits and vegetables and everything. So what if you have mara? Mara is a vegetable, like all the vegetables, the lettuce, the romaine lettuce, let's say. All the maras, they grow from the ground. It has to be gedulei karka, it has to be vegetable. So if you have some, you have vegetables and you will mafri some of the vegetables as maisa sheni. So you want to eat the maisa sheni, be Yerushalayim. You want to use that maisa sheni that you're eating in Yerushalayim for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of mara. You want to kill two birds with one stone. You want to be able to two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of achilas maisa sheni, you say a bracha. Shekhar Hashem tzatzvanu al achilas maisa sheni. And you say a bracha, usually bori pri adoma. Let's say he's in Yerushalayim, he's eating for maisa sheni. So you say two brachas, a brichas on the hen, and then you say brichas on mitzvah. Like before you eat matzah on Pesach night, you say hamotzi lachem in horse. And then you say achilas matzah. So all year long also, if a person wants to eat maisa sheni be Yerushalayim, so he has to say two brachas, a brichas on the hen. And then he says a brichas on mitzvah, as he's about to eat the maisa sheni. So here also, he has this vegetable, he has the romaine lettuce, which he was mafrish as maisa sheni, for all the rest of the lettuce that he has, and he wants to use it on Pesach night, to be Yotzi a double mitzvah, he wants to say, al achilas maisa sheni, and then Hashem Hashem Hassan, al achilas mara, to be Yotzi the both mitzvahs. So the Gemara has a suffix, is that acceptable or not? Zag the Gemara. Alibe, the Rebbe Akiva, there was a machloikis earlier, in the sugya of matzah. Sugya matzah goes from lamen hay till lamen tes on base. In the sugya matzah, there was a machloikis hatanoim. If you have flour that was from maisa sheni dike grain, you have wheat from that you mafish bushels of wheat that you mafish maisa sheni. You took the bushels of wheat, you ground it up, you made flour. You took it to Yerushalayim and you baked matzahs. So you have matzahs on maisa sheni. So the Gemara has a machloikis hatanoim. Can you be yotze yidei choyves matzah? Can you be yotze two mitzvahs of the same matzah? The bracha shekadoshem tason alachilas maisa sheni and eat the matzah b'teret maisa sheni, and also say the bracha alachilas matzah to be yotze these two matzahs with the same, the two mitzvahs with the same matzah.
Tomorrow,
if you're
using it at the beginning of
Tomorrow,
and you
have to eat
Maisa
Sheni,
plus
Shabbos Nefesh, plus Pesach, whatever you want, you have Tomorrow be considered Tavis Nefesh?
Why not?
Yeah,
but
like
Tomorrow. You're not eating Tomorrow for enjoyment, you're eating Tomorrow because of Shabbos.
Why?
Eating a mara, that's tasty. Yeah.
Lettuce.
Eating lettuce. It's a good vegetable, like any other vegetable. I don't know. That's the question. Why not say anything mitzvahs chayvus chadibus? That may be what the Gemara is going to talk about. We'll see. So the Gemara says, if you are like Rabbi Akiva, loyted boy, like Rabbi Akiva, he can even be yotzei matzah. So maisa sheni. There's nothing wrong matzah so maisa sheni. Alibad Rabbi Kiva loited boy loch, why? Hashta the matzah there I said nothing, Gemara the Rabbanim and boy, Sacha Kalvachimer. Madach by matzah, where you're dealing with a shaila there I said, and still the Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that you're permitted to use matzah, shalmai fisheni. So by Mora, where you hold, the whole issue that you're dealing with is only the Rabbanon, what's the Rabbanon? Rashi's going to have two pshatim. We'll see in a minute. Rashi's going to have two pshatim. We'll go slowly. So Rashi, so the Gemara says, by Mora, where the whole issue you're dealing with is only an issue of the Rabbanon, so there is no pasuk by Mora. The whole pasuk only is by Matzah. You want to make a hekesh between Matzah and Mora. But Rabbi Kiva denies that there's a pasuk by Matzah. It lakens up. He says that you can use Matzah Shemai Zesheni. So there's no market to be machmer by mark. Rabbi Yosef is the one who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. He holds that you're not allowed to use matzah. So ma'aser sheni afyotzi tzayin am lel pesach the mitzvah of matzah. Why? Why not? Because ma'aser sheni is ein anechal b'chol ma'ishavus. You cannot eat it all over. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. And the pasuk speaks of eating matzah b'chol ma'ishavus tochol matzah. You have to eat all over the world. If you live in New York, if you live in Australia, if you live in Canada, you have to eat matzah all over. So matzah shel ma'aser sheni is not anechal b'chol ma'ishavus. So he has a pasuk, Adrosha from the pasuk.
Huh?
He
can be told that he's the Marshishin.
Okay, okay. But he wasn't fighting. But he wasn't fighting. He wasn't fighting. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili has a machlekes with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds if it's matzah she'en and achelus v'chol meshavos, he cannot be yotze yidei chayves matzah. But by Mora, there is no such, there is no pasuk. The Gemara wants to know, maybe I should say the Hukshu Ahadadi.
Why isn't they also made for Fabulous
Fabulous? Yeah, that's a good kasha.
Oh, that's why you make two brochures on the Chois, on the Karpat, that way they go, he said.
Yeah. Where do you usually have a nice mitzvah chavilas chavilas? Where do we have it?
Like Kiddush.
The Gemara
like
has in let's see, the Gemara has in Saita, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara has, let's say you want to be Rotzea the Avodim. So you have to have a person who knows how to make the hole, where to make the hole. So let's say you're going to put an announcement in the Jewish press. Whoever has a, never. The Mishnah says that you always used to be Rotzea Mis Avodim on Rosh Chodesh Adar, I think. I think the Mishnah beginning of Shkolim says there was one season, maybe one day that they used to. So they put in an advertisement in the Jewish press, whoever wants. You have the Bezin of Kew Garden Hills, or the Bezin of whatever it is, Washington Heights, we're going to do a T.S. Avonim. And all the Adonim with the Avonim of Ivrim are going to stand in line, and it's going to be the same Bezin with the same doctrine, going to make and hold. So the Gemara says, and the Brai said that that's not permissible. You're not allowed to have everybody stand in lines and do everything mass production, because it's like a Bizoyin HaMitzvah that shows that you're just trying to get rid of the Mitzvah. Or for the same matter, let's say, a mashkin shtei seitz kachas. Gonna put an advertisement in the newspaper, in the Mogen Journal, whatever, whoever has kindness against his wife, should come to the Beis Hamikdash on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, and bring, and everybody's gonna stay in the line, and there's one kohen who knows how to do it. Or let's say, whoever needs chalitza, they're all gonna stay in the line, we have one chalitza shoe, and the Bezin is gonna sit and do chalitza today all day long, one after the other. So to do things, mass production, that's the brisa, that's a violation of Einayis and Mitzvot Chavilas Chavilas. Married two daughters at one time. The Halacha says he shouldn't have one chatana for two sisters or two brothers, so it's by Inharit.
Yeah.
Ein Mavit Simcha B'Simcha.
That's not the same one.
Ein Mavit Simcha B'Simcha is a different one. No. So that's one example of Einayis and Mitzvot Chavilas. What? Gerim, one after the other. The same Bezin should have all the Gerim line up. Maybe it's also not permissible. We learned in the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Bezin is not permitted to administer din in the nefashes to more than one person in one day. No. And the Tosefta in the Mokar of that is a Tosefta in the Goyim. Just like you're not Mitzahir, Shnei Mitzarayim, one after the other. You're not allowed to have all the Mitzarayim stand on line. And the Yaita, the Mitzvah for everybody, to have people stand on line to do a Mitzvah one after the other, to do mass production, that's a violation of Chavidus Chavidus. So that Tosefta mentions, in that context, this din also is that if one Bezin is not permitted to give din and nefashis to a few people on the same day, one after the other. It shows that you're just trying to make it easier to get rid of the burden of observing all of the mitzvahs. Then the Gemara has an Arvit Sochem, another example of Einayis and Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, that was, let's say the person has to bench Vishal the Shudas and he has to say Havdolah. And he wants to save himself a kos. So he's going to use one kos of wine and then say the Havdolah. He's going to say the bench and then he's going to say the Havdolah, then he's going to drink it. So the Gemara says that that's a violation of Chavilos Chavilos. He's trying to save something. He's trying to get away with something. Yeah, we have, because by us we're not allowed to drink. We're not allowed to drink after Shabbos or before Abdullah. That's the question. Yes. No, Shabbos and Yom Tov.
The Gemara asks that question. We do that all the time. You say Kiddush and Abdullah. So the Gemara says the Kiddush and Abdullah blend in together. It's the same Indian. You're separating between Yamim Ukudashim and Yamei Hachol. So since they have a shaykhis with each other, so that's not a violation. That's like the same Indian, but totally different in Yonim, that's not proper. All the mashal the Gemara has in Maseches Brachos on Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph. That let's say a person comes in late in the morning to the davening, and he wants to spar Zachayin time, instead of saying all the 15 Brichos HaShachar, so say Baruch Atah Hashem Akeinu Malach HaOlam, everything one after the other. So that's a violation l'chatchila for sure, and even b'diyeved, the Magen Avraham says you wouldn't be yotzei all 15. You'd only be yotzei the first, then you'd have to repeat the last 14. What's that? But at least for sure, l'chatchila it's not allowed, and the Magen Avraham says even b'diyeved, that's a violation of chavilas chavilas. So Gemara says, ein chais me mishnayin. You're not allowed to shpor zachayim. Do you show that it's a burden on you? You want to get rid of it. It's a burden on you. What's over here? What's the burden? What's over here the burden? Why should this be? Should this be a violation of chavilas? Chavilas over here. He has a mitzvah to eat ma'aseh sheni. This is ma'aseh sheni. He's bringing it to Yerushalayim. He's going to eat it. So he has the right to bake matzahs out of it. You can eat it however you want. You can make kugel, you can make matzahs, whatever you want. You can make oatmeal syrup. So he makes matzahs out of it. So the shail is, can he say the bracha al achilas matzah on this? And the yotzei two mitzvahs with the one matzah? Or we should insist that he has to eat a separate matzah. He should eat a separate matzah for the mitzvah's matzah and a separate matzah for the mitzvah's ma'aseh sheni. That's the issue. That's
it.
Separate kazayas for the no, but let's say it's all ma'aseh sheni. It's all ma'aseh sheni. Let's say all of his matzahs are ma'aseh sheni. So he has to eat matzah shel chulin. Since all the ma'aseh sheni matzahs that he eats are going to be eaten the same mitzvah's ma'aseh sheni, achilas ma'aseh sheni, so you want to say that it's not proper to be yotzei with any of these matzahs, the mitzvah of matzah. You should dafki eat a matzah shel chulin for the purpose of mitzvah's matzah. That's the kasha, in other words. You should say a nice mitzvah chavilas chavilas. I don't know. The simple mashmos of the Gemara is that there's no problem. That's the mashmos of the Gemara, that it's not a problem of chavilas chavilas. We'll see. We'll see in the Hemshah Hagenot.
But Chumah also, the Koy makes up two brochas, right? When he eats Chumah, makes a broch of Kochim you eat.
And that's not a problem, right? A Koy can eat the Matzah Shal Chumah for the sake, for the purpose of being Yotze Mitzvah's Matzah. You don't say it's a violation of Chavilus Chavilus. Yeah.
You enhance the mitzvah. You're using the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, even a bigger mitzvah.
Don't say that he's trying to save himself what? Trying to save himself time. Trying to save himself time. Trying to save a little weight. Not trying to save time. But he's not demonstrating that it's a burden that he wants to get rid of it. If he says, if he only uses one cause for the Birchas HaMazon and for the Havdalah, so then he's showing he's trying to get rid of things. He's trying to do things mass production. But over here, it's not taken as a demonstration of trying to get rid of the mitzvah. So what was it? So it's Nachamal, so it's a machlekes hatanaim, nothing to do with chavilas chavilas. They both hold there's no problem with chavilas chavilas. And Rabbi Kiva holds halacha l'maaseh, then it's acceptable. You may use matzah shel ma'aseh sheni for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach. We passed glad halacha l'maaseh against Rabbi Kiva. We passed that he can for different reasons. The Gemara says before, because we pass on the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. There's a Machlokes HaTanayim. Right, he can't be Mekadosh Anisha with Ma'aseh Sheni. There's a Machlokes HaTanayim, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, where the Ma'aseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, Ma'aseh Sheni is Mama Nehagi. So what's an Afkamina? Can you be Mekadosh Anisha and many other Afkaminas? So the Gemara says earlier, on Lamed Ches, the Gemara says that just like you need Shalachem by Dalet Minim, Lokachtam Lachem, so too you need Shalachem by Matzah. Gemara says Achidish, Meicha Teisa, why should you need Shalachem? Gemara Machta, Gzereshov from Chala. But just like it says by Chala, Reishis Arisoi Seichem, Shalachem, so too, and says there Lechem, Bachochem, Hoi Bachochem, Lechem, Hoi, so too by Matzah, where it says Lechem, Lechem, it says Lechem, Oini, and Lamed Chesem, and Aleph, 10 lines from the top. So too by Matzah, where it says Lechem, so I learn out the Gzereshov from Chala, that you need Shalachem, so Halacha Lamaisa, we Paskin, the Gemara Kiddushin. The end of the second paragraph is that we hold halacha like Rav Meir.
The Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavoya. There was Mama Gavoya, Self and Shalachem. But that's why it's no good. It's no good for different reasons. The Gemara says before that it's all involved in this machlokes. Rabbi Akiva obviously holds that that it's Mom and Bailam. The Maaseh Sheni is Mom and Bailam, like Rabbi Yudit. So he holds that's not a problem. And the problem of Eilin Echol B'chamash Shabbos is not Gerus, that problem. That's his machlokes of Rabbi Yosadim. We would say Aloha L'maaseh, like the Gemara says on Lamed Ches, the Maaseh Matash on Maaseh Sheni. Because it's not Shalachem, because Maaseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, and you need Shalachem. That's in Shulchan Aruch they discuss. Let's say I have a Seder, and I'm paying for all the matzahs. And I have my children are reading from my matzahs. So how would they yotze the mitzvah of matzahs? Felt in Shalachem. If I buy one lulav and etzrig, and my children want to be yotze, there has to be matzah to each one. If I'm not matzah, I take dechnish. On the first 2 days of Yom, then you need Shalachem. So on Pesach night, if you need Shalachem, so you have to tell all of the guests that you, whoever picks up matzah should be, have in mind to be koina, in order that the matzah should be Shalachem. So that's what the Taz points out. The Taz says, yeah, and he says, even if you don't make such an announcement, he said, it's Ruva Me'ela. It's understood that that if you invite guests, whoever is eating by you, it's understood that you're Machna. And others question that premise, and they say, it's not necessarily so. What if I invite a guest to my home, and then he takes a little food that's on his plate. I put food on his plate, takes a little food, and he's Makadosh an Isha with it. And Ebenezer, there's a whole machlokes achreinim and rishonim about that. When I put food in front of the guest, is it muvam le'elav? Is it self understood that I'm makna to the guest? Or is it just I gave them permission to eat that there's no isolay sigzol, but it doesn't mean that I'm makna to them? It doesn't belong? Maybe that it doesn't belong to them. So that's a pickbook that the later Rachaim have on the Taz. The Taz says that there's no need to mention that you mark the matzah to the guest, because it's moving the yelav, everybody assumes that whatever matzah you give the guest to eat, so of course it's Shalachem, there's no problem. And the Rambam holds the Chalda, that's not a problem. The Rambam holds that when the Gemara said that you need Shalachem by matzah on Leil Pesach, it doesn't mean in the same way that you need Shalachem on Sukkot on the Dalmin. On Sukkot, Taka Adin that you need Shalachem. But on Matzim, Hechatesiv, why in the world, the Gemara, if why in the world should you say that you need Shalachem? There's no pasuk that says Shalachem. The Gemara says, you don't have to say Lechem, Lechem from Challah. No, by Challah, who state that didn't you need Shalachem by Challah? There is no such thing. The Gemara says, Hareisha Gozo Soshal Chitim Mechavero. Somebody steals flour from somebody else, and he makes a cake. So the Gemara talks about the Chiyiv Tevel, the Chiyiv Afrash is Challah. The Gemara talks about the Din of Tevel and Challah on stolen dough. So what the thing that says that Maaseh Sheni, since it's not able to be eaten all over the world, can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so the Psalaya then that it passes through. So the Gemara has like this, if you all like Rabbi Akiva, so there's nothing to discuss. Even by Matzah Gufa, there's no requirement that it should be Nechav B'chamisha. So by Marav HaShtetuch, there's no din. But the Shaila is, if you all like Rabbi Yisaglili, that there is such a din, by Matzah, what would you say by Marav? My, should I say only by matzah where it's an issue there, right? So who's the loinofik? That's where you're not yet. Abu Morah, which is only an issue there, Rabban on you. Why you say? So the fact that the Morah is any Nacheros B'chamash Shabbos wouldn't bother me. Or Dilma, maybe I should say, call the Tik Rabban Kain the Raisa Tikkun. So just like by matzah there, right? There's a problem of any Nacheros B'chamash Shabbos, by Morah the Rabban is also on matzah. So this was the Ibaya boy Rabbi Bachom. Then the Gemara says, so who is Pasha Dibai? Oh, my Rabbi, the Rabbi said, the Stavra Matzah Mar. It is Iskishla Dabi, and she said, call the Tikkun and Kain the Raisa Tikkun, and you're not Yaitse. If it's not, Nachelas Muhammad Shabbos, you're not Yaitse. So what we fudged over this. What does it mean in the Gemara that Matzah is an issue there, Raisa Mar is an issue there, Rabbana? What do you mean an issue there, Rabbana? What's the Rabbana about Mar? So Rashi has on the side of the Gemara two pshat. One pshat Rashi gives is that the whole institution of Trumas and Maisus only exists Menater on Dovin Tirish V'Yitzim. And all other fruits and vegetables is only the Rabbonim. So Moror, Menater, there is no such thing as Maisus Sheni in Moror. It doesn't exist. You're not Mekhoriv, it's not Chal. Even if you're Mafrishu, it's not Chal. It doesn't exist. So the whole Maisus Sheni Shal Moror only exists on a level of the Rabbonim. So that was the Gemara Zibaya. What's the Gedur Hadin? The Gemara Zibai is, what's the Gedur Adin of Maaseh Sheni on vegetables? Maaseh Yerek. Maaseh Yerek is only the Rabbanon. So would you say that Maaseh Sheni on Yerek is also called Ein HaNechel B'chol Mashavos? Would you say no?
It's not a Sufik in Hilchas Marer, according to the one shot in Rashi. It's a Sufik in Hilchas Maisa Sheni. Sufik in Hilchas Maisa Yerik.
So you knew that Maisa Yerik is only with Rabbonim.
Right. More like the Sufik, what's the Gedah Hadin of Maisa Sheni on Yerik? Would you call it Deila Mechel Vachama Shavis or not? So the boss of the Bayahadat Pashta, that it's called the Tikra Banke in the Raisa Tikkun, just like Maisa Sheni there, Raisa is Deila Mechel Vachama Shavis. My Shani the Rabban is also in the Nechem B'chamim Shabbos. So what was the Mokam Sofik? What was the Pshitas? What was the Shaila? What was the Pshitas? So let's try to analyze the din, a little bit the din. What's the din of Ein Nechem B'chamim Shabbos? What's wrong with Matzah Shani Nechelus B'chamim Shabbos? What's the Shlef Ein Nechelus B'chamim Shabbos? So Pashup Shat is not for this Gemara. A lot of people have never heard of this thing. Pashup Shat, without learning this Gemara, when you learned the Gemara earlier, but Matzah Shem Nachalas B'chamim Shabbos, the whole sugi there. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is like this, that when you bake the matzahs, there's a din adaf Nehma Menalev, that you have to have Shmur Matzah. Shmata Masa Matzahs, you need Shmur Matzah. Nehma Menalev on the last 10 lines. What's the halach of Shmur Matzah? So you read the Gemara, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that there are two halachim to Shmur Matzah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pichadosh. And you shine and you go like that. There are two dinim to Shmur Matzah. There's one din that you need Asiyah Mishma. And the Goyim say that a Nachri who bakes the matzahs is a Nachri Adaita, the Nafshi covered. Whenever you need Lishma, a Goy cannot write a get because you need Lishma. Whenever you need Lishma, so a Goy can't do it. A girl, let's say, will put up the sukkah. So if the din would have been like Vishamai, that Hanachas Haskach has to be Lishma, it would be no good. Halacha Maisa, we pass like Vishil, said, you don't need Lishma. So the sukkah is good even if the guy put up the schach. Chachili should be magbiat at the haltefa. So the chadish was done. But the yevid, if the guy put on the schach and he still didn't have a chance to be magbiat the schach at all, but the yevid would be kosher the way it is. But the din says that you don't need lishma. Making tzitzis you need lishma. Making tefillin you need lishma. Right? It says the Torah, tying the tzitzis, all the things that need lishma. So nachri cannot make lishma. Nachri cannot make lishma. So that's what all the Goyim and the Shulchan Aruch quoted from the Goyim, that whoever is Eina B'Toyras, whoever is Eina B'Toyras, any particular mitzvah cannot make Lishma. A mazel, that women are mechuyev to eat matzah to the same extent as men. If the din would have been that women are not mechuyev in matzah, then matzah would have to be baked by men. They wouldn't be able to be baked by women because it would be a lack of Lishma. So the Goyim say mechurish like that. The Goyim say that since women are just as obligated to eat matzah as men, therefore the woman is the Eina B'Toyras. And therefore the women can bake the matzah. But the goy is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. You have nothing against it now, but he's just not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So you cannot create the shema. And even if you saw Leimer al-Gabo b'metzaveyu, and the Yisrael says, I want you to do the shema, that's the same as by a get, the Gemara says. Akum is going to write the get, and Yisrael is going to tell him, write the get, the shema doesn't help. It's not a chisson of tashvach ekop. As long as you do tashvach ekop, I'll feed in. Whoever is any b'tarif cannot create the shema starting. That's what the goy is saying. So there's one aspect of Shmura Matzah, that the matzah that you need on Leil Mitzvah, matzahs that you eat all Pesach, don't, there's no Kima Mitzvah, you don't need the Shmur, you don't need Asir the Shmur, no Pesach. But on Leil Pesach, on Leil HaSeder, when you want to be able to the Mitzvah, so you need Shmur Matzah and Asas the Shmur. Then the Gemara has another thing. What's called Asir the Shmur? What says Asir the Shmur? When you make it into Matzah, what's called making it into Matzah? Harvesting the grain. You have to have somebody harvest the grain with Shmur. That's not a Asiyas HaMatzah. Grinding it up to make flour, that's not a Asiyas HaMatzah. You can have a Nachri do the harvesting, you can have a Nachri grind it up. When you have to have someone watch to make sure it doesn't become comet. So that's another din of Shmur. The Gemara has that's another din of Shmur. There should be more of a dictate. All Pesach long, you should make sure you don't eat comet. What is it to worry about? What if it became comets? The Gemara says that there is a far-fetched possibility of Achmed B'Mechubar. The Gemara talks about grain becoming comets while it's still attached to the ground. So that we never heard of, that you need Shmur Matzah Mishas when you plant it. Then Haskilah says, why don't you need, that it should be, you should need Shmur Matzah Mishas when it starts to grow on top of the ground, because there is a far-fetched possibility of Achmed B'Mechubar. This is Ger, that's so far-fetched, not Mechiyat to watch. So, and even after you harvest it, it's also far-fetched that it's going to rain on it. But still, that's what the Gemara says, you need Shmur Mishas Tzira. Shmur Mishas Tzira. So that's not Asiya Lishma. That's not Asiya Samatza. That's way before, but not holding it. That's Shema Mechimut. So you need more Shema Mechimut, not just to make sure that you're not in violation of the Yisr Chametz. You need Shema Mechimut, so they should be called Shmur Matzah. So there are two dinim, and then Pesach and Mishnah Berurah quote, Hakimina Ladinim. What if a nokri will be harvesting the tzvua? Nokri will grind up the grain to make flour out of it. And Yisro will be watching. He'll have a mashgiach watching. So he says, that's perfectly all right. What's wrong with that? The Shema Mechimitz is there, and there's no asiyah v'shmo that's needed. What should I say? Asiyah v'shmo. And they can fear it. You don't need asiyah v'shmo. When is it called asiyah samatzah v'shmo? Nesina samayim. Nesina samayim. That's the beginning of the asiyah samatzah. The lisha, the afiyah, when you put it into the oven. That's called the asiyah v'shmo. The Iker Asiyas Hamas is the Nidalisha V'Yafiyah. They're supposed to say.
The women who can make him not Mechanech because they have to be Mechanech. But he knows that he's a...
You only have to say at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
As long as he says at the beginning, he says, Kolo Yisad Asu Shemim.
They say
this
time.
I don't know. There is a machlokes, whenever you need lishma, you need amira. Let's say when the sofer writes to get lishma, so you have to make an oral declaration. How any case of get lishma l'shem gerushin. When you make tzitzis lishma, when you write a noisim to say the lishma, you have to make an amira that you're doing a lishma. It's enough if you have the machshav. So that's a machlokes the rush in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Quotes that dion from the Rishonim. He says that this dion depends on shalom lishma when you make tigul. Or you have a machsheves shini kodesh, a shini kodesh, a shini kodesh. What does it mean, machsheves psul? Does machsheves psul mean machshove? Does it mean amira? So that Taisus in every other mesech, the Taisus. Yeah. Taisus goes back and forth about it. Taisus is not sure whether tigul and shalom lishma and shinui bailim, whether and in zvachim, in menachis, and in tmurin, and psachim, samagimel. And every other mistake that Taisus is raising, but Mitzvah, in the end of Hamafki, there's a Machlekes Taisus in the Ramban. When you talk about the Kavanah, the Apostles, Machshava, the Apostles of Carbon, what does it mean, Machshava? Machshava means Amira. You say one Shabbalai Ben Ram. So the Rosh in the Hilchos Sefer Torah writes that the Shaila, what haste Lishma, when you need Lishma to be Machshava again, when you need Lishma to be Machshava Sefer Torah, Tzilin, or Tzitzis, and so on, or Matzah, do you need Amira? Or Machshava would be good enough. See, if Machshava is good enough, it's not good. We're Machshava, the Mishnah Brurah. Mishnah Brurah made a big fuss. The one who gave the Haskama on the Mishnah Brurah, one of the Rabbanim who gave the Haskama on the Mishnah Brurah, has a tshuva in his sefer and Shari Tzion. He writes, did anybody ever hear of such a thing? That when you do the Asiyas and Tzitzis, you need Amir. Of course you don't need Amir. He has a whole tshuva why there's no need for Amir. And the Mishnah Brura is the sefer that he gave to Haskama to write. Of course you need Amira. And you make tzitzis without Amira, as far as that will be possible. So we're machmir hatzilah that you always need Amira. I would assume that by the putting in of the matzah, they did say at what point of
another. The women, it's a different group every time. See, each one's more of them want to have it in Shema. That's why they tell women to say it every time when they claim, because...
No, these are the two points that you need lishma: the Nesina Samayim and the Zrit. The Nesina Samayim, the Lisha, the Afiyah. This is the Iker Asiyah Samayim. That needs lishma, so you should certainly be Machal Chatzilah for sure. They needed Amir. I don't know. Okay. But the Shad, they never said before, there is a thing. That's it. There is a thing called Oysa, Bach, Yishan, and Oysa. As long as he started in the beginning of the Tzitzis lishma, so all the Tzitzis that he makes for him, the whole day long is the Hemshech, it's all considered Lishma. He doesn't have to, let's say the Sefer starts writing again. And then he goes to the bathroom, and then he just takes a break, and he has a bike, whatever, and then he continues to write again. If he's a good Sefer, he'll finish the get in 45 minutes. He won't have to be mastered in the middle. But if it takes him an hour and a half to write again, as long as he said at the beginning of the Sefer again, how many times will get that Lishma, 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 so that's the call we say, call us, I'll ask you, Shanyo. There's a Hemshech from Mikhu. Yeah. As long as he says at the beginning of the day that he's writing the Shema, good enough. Yeah.
So the Pasha Pshat is like this, that a Shmura Matzah, there are two dinim, there's a din of Shmura. The Pasha Pshat has two parts of the din. One din you need Shino Michimutz, Varai, the Gemara talks about Shmura when you harvest it. Shmura Mishas Ksira, the bottom line, and the top line, I'm in the base. That has nothing to do with Asiyah Lishma, but it's not the Asiyah Samad. Then there's another din, that the Asiyah has to be made Lishma, that's what all the Goyim say. Where exactly does it say it, black on white in Gemara, is a question. It doesn't really say the fifth. That's what they understood, because the Gemara says, B'tzekah shal nachrin. What's that? B'tzekah shal nachrin, what's the shlech, B'tzekah shal nachrin. So they understood that it means that the goy can't make lishma, because they live a Torah, whoever doesn't have the mitzvah can't create lishma. So they understood that there are two dinam over here. There's one dinam asiyah lishma, that applied by the Nesina Samayim, and the Lisha, and the Afiyah. And then there's another din of Shema Mechimu. So the Pashto says like this, and this whole sugya, and Lamed Ches, and Lamed Zayin, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Can you be Yotze, you don't have this matzah, with a matzah that's not Nachelos Kol Shiva. Let's say, have Chalas Peder, and Kikei Nozir. Have Chalas Peder, and Kikei Nozir, and I want to use it on a little Pesach. If someone brought a carbon type on their Pesach, you're not supposed to bring it. Someone brought a carbon tithe on their Pesach against the din. Now they'll bring a carbon tithe because you have 40 chalatil and achamets and 30 are matzah. So the 10 that are chamets can only be eaten up until 10 o'clock. So you may be catching the base up soon. As though when you bring a carbon tithe, you can eat the lachme tithe up until chatzais. You only allow chatzais. And like this, you bring Erev Pesach, you bring Erev Yom Kippur, so you can only eat it until Shkia, you can't eat it till Chatzos. Or you bring an Erev Pesach, you can only eat it till 10 o'clock in the morning. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bring a carbon in such a way that you might in his man achila, because he may be cut from Pesach, so he may cause the carbon to become nifsah. But let's say with the Yevit, someone went ahead and brought a carbon tied on that Pesach. It's going to be a kosher carb, so they'll have to hurry up and eat the 10 that are chametz by 10 o'clock in the morning. And those 30 that are matzah, that he has all day long, he can eat it until Chatzos. So the Gemara has a shayla, can he use the lach mitaida, not a shayla, it didn't throw good. Can he use the lach mitaida and lel pesach, the matzah dikit, lach mitaida to be yotze both mitzvahs. So the yotze, the mitzvah of achilas lach mitaida, and the mitzvah of achilas matzah bevasach. So again, the Gemara doesn't raise the issue of chavilas chavilas. The Gemara holds that it's not a problem. Why not say that it's a moment of vaya? A good kasha, I don't know, because of the sheet of the touching column is going by, I don't know. That's a good kasha. If you all the after Zrika is good, okay. If you have to check through all the sheetas there, but the Kami Kiddushin, what do you do with the Mama Gavaya problem? I don't know. But the kasha is a good kasha. I don't remember that the Rishayim even is. That's a good kasha. Why don't they do the Vara with the Mama Gavaya story? So the Gemara just raises an issue. That it's matzah she'en lechel is called shiva. Since these lach mitayda have to be eaten, yom v'layla atratzois, you can only eat it till midnight, you can't eat it called shiva. And the pasuk speaks about shivas yomi matzah tachelu. Rav Yosef Amar here on Lamed Ches and based on the third line from the top. The pasuk says shivas yomi matzah tachelu, she eats the matzah all 7 days. You know the dinner that it's not so, you don't have to eat matzah all 7 days. Only on the heifer, but still, you can only be ate in the midst of matzah. Well, Pesach with such a matzah, which is not Nachelos Kol Shiva, then if you wanted to, you could have eaten it for all 7 days. But if it's such a matzah, you can only be eaten Yom Laila at Chatzos, even though you're eating it before Chatzos, that's not acceptable. You can't be ate in the Chayvas mitzvah matzah with such a matzah. So the Pasha Pshat in the whole Gemara is that the Gemara is talking about that din of Lishma. That matzah has to be made Lishma, so when you make Lishma, there are certain things that contradict Lishma. So let's say when I bake the matzah, and I have in mind this matzah should be for the sake of mitzvah's matzah, and also want to be yotze chalas toide rikiki noze with this at the same time. So the Gemara says, if the mitzvah's achila is so different, that this is nachelas kol shiva, and this is ele nachelas ele yom v'lai nam chatzoi, so it's like a tarte disasri in the nature of the mitzvah's achila. So that's a steer, that's called Shalai Lishma, the afiyah of the matzah was Shalai Lishma. And that's the, I'll be pashed with the story of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that if you want to eat matzah shal Maaseh Sheni, you're going to eat the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, in conjunction with the flesh and the carbon Pesach. But Maaseh Sheni is not Nachelas B'chol Meshavetz, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. And Maaseh Sheni came mitzvah matzah B'chol Meshavetz, B'chol Meshavetz. So that's a type of the sasri in the Lishma. I'm baking the matzah, having in mind to use it, l'shein, mitzvah matzah, but I know that this is the ma'aseh sheni, this tvuah, this grain, this flour, was ma'aseh sheni. What do you mean having zin to be yotzei matzah with it? That's not called Lishmoa. It's a Psatar to the Sase. The nature of the two mitzvahs Achila are so different. How can you call that? That's like a stira in the Kavan Lishma. How can you call that Lishma? Or one Tana says that you cannot be Yotze Dechavas Matzah with Bikurim. Bikurim is also, all the Shivas Amin, you have a mitzvah Bikurim. So he's going to take some grain and bring it to Yerushalayim as Bikurim, he's a coin and he's going to eat. Or give it to a coin, the coin will make matzah, grind up the grain, make matzah out of it. So the one Tana says in the Gemara, Bikurim may not be eaten by Nainan, as a shame it may not be eaten by Nainan. Bikurim may not be eaten by Nainan, in the Gemara says, Machlech Zatanayim. So it's Lechem Aini, matzah is only good, Lechem Aini, Misha Nechel Baninas. You have to be Kurim, you have to my Sashena, that's not Nechel Baninas. The Gemara has a Havamina like that. That means that the Tarsha de Sasri in the Lishmo, well, what kind of a Lishmo? The mitzvahs are so different. How can you call that a Lishmo for that mitzvah? It's the nature. The thing before you began to bake it was Shem Matzah. It started off as Bikurim. It started off as Maizah Sheni. That came first. Maizah Sheni came first, yeah. So now you want to superimpose the Shem Matzah's mitzvah on it. How can that be superimposed? Like it's so different from each other. That's the pashtus when you learn that Gemara. But then you come to this Gemara, Alamites on the base, and the Gemara wants to relate this thing of Eila Nachelas before my Shabbos tomorrow. So by Mora you can't say that it's a lack of Asiyah Lishma. What if the goy cuts off the vegetables is no good? You go to the goyish vegetable store and you buy Mora. You don't need an Asiyah Lishma by the Mora, but you have to cut it off in the bugs of Lishma. If you do it by machine, if you have a goy, do it is also good. There is no din Asiyah Lishma. Matzah needs Asiyah Lishma. Mora, there is no din Asiyah at all. So you can't say in this Gemara that there's a din of Asiyah Lishma by Mora. So this shows that the whole pshat that we said the last 10 minutes is wrong. The pshat and the whole sugi the Lamed, the Zayin and Lamed Ches, all of these chesreinus, if it's Matzah Shein and Achelus called Shiva, and it's Matzah Shein and Achelus B'chol Meshavis, and it's Matzah Shein and Achelus B'aninus, all of these chesreinus means that it's a lack of Lishmoa, then how can you call it Asiyah Lishmoa? Because it's like a tartan esasri in the thing. You see it by Mora that it's not so. And the Mora holds it over Poshut. That if the Mora would have been there, Raisa, it would have been, for sure, it would have been a Chisar of Eina Nachelos B'chol Mashav, so it would be a Chisar. So you see from the Gemara, it's a different word. It's a different word. So a Tarte de Sasa in the Mitzvah Sachila, not a Tarte de Sasa in the Lishma. It's not that it's a lack of Afil Lishma. It's a Tarte de Sasa in the Achilas. Whenever you eat Maisa Sheni, when you were Kurish and Maisa Sheni, it's already Maisa Sheni. Now you want to bake it, and give it an Asiyah L'Shem Matzah, you want to say that you yoked both mitzvahs. So that thing more holds, that's the tarte de sasri in the achila. The nature of this mitzvah sachila is as nechol b'chol moshavis. Matzah has to be such a type of matzah which is nechol b'chol moshavis and nechol kol shiva. And Maizah Sheni is not so. Chalas Tadi Rikiki Nazar is not nechol b'chol moshavis. It's not nechol kol shiva. It's restricted. So it's a tarte de sasri in the mitzvah sachila. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara holds. That it should apply to Mora as well. Even by Mora, there's no problem of Asiyah Lishma. So what would the Einzigus Sofik that the Gemara had was, but it's only, Maisa Yerik is only the Rabbonim. So the Gemara had a Sofik, what's the nature of the Dina Maisa Yerik? What's the Shiloh over here? What's the nature of the Dina Maisa Yerik? So the Stamma, the Pshat is like this. Usually, in Maisa Sheni, there are two Dinim. There's a prohibition, you're not permitted to eat it Chutzli Yerushalayim. And then when you eat it in Yerushalayim, it's not something that it's a Heter. When you bring, it's a kiyama mitzvah, you say a bracha, shekir shalom, tosu mitzvahono, alachilus maizah sheni, the Rambam writes, you say a bichas hanehenim, then you say a bichas hamitzvah, alachilus maizah sheni, b'Yerushalayim. So what about when you have maizah sheni from other minim, other than the dogma tirish v'yitzah? Rashi intends to hold it, and the Raivit, Rashi intends in the Raivit hold, Rabbi Rishon, that's how we pass from the Shulchan Aruch. Shulmas and Maishas, they rise here. There's only dog and Tirish Vietzah. The Chamesh is many dogon, and grapes and wine, and olives and olive oil. And everything else, oranges, everything else is only, even the Shivas Aminim, even pomegranates and dates and figs, and everything else is only the Rabbanon. Only grapes and wine, olives and olive oil, and the Chamesh is many dogon, all the grains. That's Shulmas and Maishas, they rise. So when you eat Maisa Sheni of Dogen Kirish V'Yitzur B'Yerushalayim, that's time that it's Mutter, it's a Kima Mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara says, oh, that's going to be a tie to the Sas with the Mitzvah Matzah, because this is Eina Nachelus B'chom Meshavis, and the Matzah is supposed to be such a Matzah, which is Nachelus B'chom Meshavis. But the Gemara had a Shaila, what's the nature of the takana sacharis when you have maisa gerek the rabbana? So they made a takana, you need trumas and maisas on everything. There's a nisa devil on everything, there's a din trumas and maisas. But the Gemara had a shayla, when you mafrish the maisa sheni, avari you not allowed to eat a chutz in Yerushalayim. When you come, when you zech and eat it in Yerushalayim, is that also a kima mitzvah? Eating the maisa sheni, the rabbana of Yerushalayim? Or maybe it's only a matir, that you're not allowed to eat it chutz in Yerushalayim? You can only eat it in Yerushalayim, but it's not that it's a kima mitzvah when you eat it in Yerushalayim. Who added nami will be a suffix? When you say a broken. When you say bichas amen, but when you say a bichas amitzvah, asher kereshara b'mitzvah, it's one of alachilas maisa sheni, when you're eating maisa sheni, the rabbon, when you're eating maisa yerek. Maybe that's the gemara zibayah. Maybe that's the shayla. Maybe I should only say by matzah der ice, Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds as a problem of ena nachelas b'chol meshavas, because it's a type of disaster in the mitzvah sachila. But by morer is only the rabbonon. What do you mean morer is only the rabbonon? Means maisa yerek is only the rabbonon. So true, you're not permitted to eat the maisa sheni, the rabbonon chutz liyushalayim. And maybe eating it in Yerushalayim doesn't constitute a kima mitzvah. It's just that it's a hefter. There's no longer an issa. But then it wouldn't be. If there's no kima mitzvah, then it wouldn't constitute. There would be no broch, and it wouldn't constitute a type of disaster in the mitzvah sachila. So Omar Rav, Mistava Matzamara, there is a kima mitzvah. Why not with the rabbonon? Why not? There's the Rambam at the very last line in Hilchas Trumas. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this, and the Igros Moshe. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Trumas writes a chiddush that when the kohen is eating truma, he says two brachas: Hamotzi lechem and haaretz, a bar pri adomo, a bar pri yoetz, or whatever bar mizan is, whatever the truma happens to be. Then he says, "Nocha bracha shekedushana bikdushos shalahar v'tzivon alachidas truma." He says the bichas hamitzvah. So the Rambam writes a chiddush: not only does the kohen recite the bichas hamitzvah when he eats truma derais, a chala derais, even truma chutz laaretz. Even Chalas Chutzlot, if one can dingzach and say that it's an Issa for a Zar to eat it, then the Kohen is permitted to eat it, but maybe there's no Kima Mitzvah. So the Rambam writes there, the Rambam is specifically speaking about Chalas Chutzlot. He says, that's the minig, then when the Kohen eats Chalas Chutzlot, he says, Hamoitzin, he says, the Broche, Hashek Edushonot, Vigdushos HaShalam. So Moshe points out that the Rambam is saying this Kiddush. One might have thought that maybe Chalas Chutzlot is only a Hetzer for the Kohen to eat, it's not a Kima Mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, no, even a Chalas Chutzlot is also a Kima Mitzvah. The Bukhari coined to the one shot in Rashi, this was the Yibaya of the Gemara. What's the Shaila? When we call the Tikkur Rabbanan came there, I said, Tikkur, what's the Shaila? The Nekudas HaSafik is that Trumas and Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanan. But it is the Rabbanan, it does exist, so you're not allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni big Vulbin. So saying in Achelas B'chol Mashav, but the Shaila is, when you already do eat it in Yerushalayim, is there a Kima Mitzvah? Or is it only a matir? If it's only a it's mutar be Yerushalayim, there's no kima mitzvah, so there's no problem of tarta disaster in the kiyumi ha mitzvah. There is no kima mitzvah in the maaseh sheni anger. That was the lechara de gemara zibay. Gemara epis held that Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The gemara understands the sora of Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Maaseh sheni came first. I was kodesh as maaseh sheni, and then I bake it, and I want to make it into matzah. So the shaila is, when I eat it, for sure I'm going to be eating the mitzvah of maaseh sheni. So if mitzvah is achilas maaseh sheni, is ena nechelas b'chol meshavas. So mitzvah's matzah has to be such. Mitzvah's mora has to be such that it is nechel b'chol meshavas. So you cannot say that you yoytze the two mitzvahs, somehow there's no problem of chavivus, but you cannot say that you yoytze two mitzvahs because they're so different from each other. So mora is a shaila. There is a kima mitzvah nachilas. Is there a kima mitzvah nachilas maaseh sheni b'Yerushalayim? Maaseh yerek d'rabban. Maybe it's mutter. It's also tinit chutz Yerushalayim, and it's mutter tinit b'Yerushalayim. But there's no kima mitzvah. If there's no kima mitzvah mitzad the maaseh sheni angle, then there's no tata disaster in the mitzvah. There's no problem. But if you say that kol the tikkur rabban came there, I said tikkur. Even if maaseh yerek d'rabban, there is a kima mitzvah. So then you have right there Rabbi Yitzchak Lili's problem. You have entire to the first one, the Kiyume HaMitzvah. So that was the Pshitas of the Gemara.
Where do you see
the Gemara assumes, you mean one could dingzach and say that it's only a din of Lashma, the baking Lashma. I don't know, the Gemara assumes that's a Dabba Pashit, that's given. The Gemara assumes a Dabba Pashit, that Hekish. The Sabra Matzah Mori says a Hekish. Rashi writes, Matzah Mori Hukshu Yachad. The last Rashi right before the Mishnah. So that's given, that's a hekesh. The only suffix, the only suffix Rashi held in the Gemara was, maybe Maisa Yerek the Rabbonon, so there's no mitzvah of Achilas Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. The Pshitas was, yeah, there is a mitzvah. The subject was mitzvah in the nature of Maisa Sheni of Maisa Yerek. Does it have a kima mitzvah when you eat it? Bishlam is only a head. That's the one pshat in Rashi. But then Rashi has another pshat, not so glut this pshat that Rashi said, because not everybody is masking to this premise of Rashi. The Haina that what? That the Oraisa, that mid the Oraisa, mid the Oraisa the din is that you're not obligated to be mafish Maisa Yerek. That's the holiday is the Gemara's of Maisa Yerek Rabban. And Shulchanot, we happen to fast like Rashi tells us in the Raivid, that in our Torah, the only thing that's chayv in Shulchanot Maisa is Dog and Tirish V'yitz. In the Rada V'shad, but this is Shulchanot Maisa Yerek is only the Rabban, that's the Gemara of the Kamal Kamal. It means that the chiyav, the obligation to be mafrish, is only the Rabban. What if one went ahead and he was mafrish the Maisa Yerek? So it's only chayv of the Rabban. That's what Rashi holds. It's only chayv of the Rabban. That's not so poshut. The Raivid, the Achrayim already quoted. There's a Raivid where the Raivid says that even though the obligation to be mafresh is only the Rabban, but once you mafresh it, it's Chalmen HaTorah. And it has all the dinim. It has all the dinim of regular Trumas Mice. It's Chalmen HaTorah. We don't have this Raivid. This is a Raivid on the Hasogas on the Baal Hamor and the end of Chulin that we're missing. So how do we know that there is such a Raivid? And the Sefer Kaftav Aferach, one of the Baal Ha'Teis, one of the late Baal Ha'Teis, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, a group of Baal Ha'Teis moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote a Sefer on all the mitzvahs how to be heard. So in the Sefer Kaftav Aferach, he quotes this Raivid from the Sefer Kosov Shom, from the Sogas HaRaivid, and the end of Masechas Chum. We have most of the Kosov Shom, we have, but it comes out before that part, before the end of Chumim. We don't have the rest, and the Ksav Yad. But here we have in the Kaftav Aferach, he quotes this Raivid, he says that even though min HaTorah there's no obligation to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisos on anything other than Dov and Tirish V'Yitzah, but if you went ahead, you were mafresh, then it would be Chal min HaTorah. He brings Raivid, this is the way he finances a lot of Gemaras like this. He brings Raivid to this. So if you're going to say like that Raivid, then you can't say this whole Pshat and Rashi. That Raivid is a very fascinating idea. That Min HaTorah, there's no mitzvah to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisos, but if you're mafresh it, it's chal. There's that the Netziv talks about this in the end of his Biur on Vayikra, that there's such a concept as a mitzvah harashus, that you're not, a mitzvah usually means tzuvah, you're obligated, you have no choice. You have to eat matzah, lel pesach, whether you like it or not. You have to eat mara midaravonim, you have to eat korban pesach, you have to tell CPC, what do you mean? If you don't want to, you don't have to, but if you do it, then you get reward. Then you're going to go to Gan Eden. You'll get schar because you did a kima mitzvah. Such a thing is a mitzvah of reshus. The words are contradictory. Mitzvah means mitzvah. Your obligated reshus means that it's optional. The Rambam has the category of mitzvah of reshus. He has that term, but it means different than the Rambam. The Rambam calls mezuzah mitzvah of reshus. If you sleep in the park, if you don't have an apartment, so you want mechuyev. No, the Rambam has a mitzvah that's ala tanai. Let's say market, you call the mitzvah sarashus. If you don't have a roof, if you don't have a house with a roof, living on mitzvah
mat.
My wife didn't have a baby boy first, I don't have pigyon abed. So I'm not mechuyev to go get myself another wife in order to do pigyon abed. Not mechuyev, it's a mitzvah sarashus, the Rambam calls it. A mitzvah that's...
Oh,
so that's, the Gemara calls it, ain't a mitzvah the yaisa. So that, at least the mitzvah exists for some people, and these people are volunteering to do a mitzvah that's obligatory on others, not obligatory on them. A Nochri wants to volunteer to do certain mitzvahs. The Gemara says some mitzvahs that make sense. Even a Nochri can volunteer the Torah saying a mitzvah yes. Here we're clearing our shayla, no one is obligated to do this mitzvah. If our volunteer doesn't make sense, is there such a thing as a mitzvah or shoes? So the Netziv, who likes to come up with Chidushim Nifloim, comes up with this Einfa. He didn't know this Raivid. He doesn't quote this Raivid. He quotes other Mishalim like this, Lakuach. There's a Gemara in Bav Metzia that if I buy, if you're a farmer, and you have a Tvua that grew on your farm, and I buy it from you, so my Chiyuv to be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisos is only Midei Rabbanan. I'm not Mechuyev to be Mafresh Min HaTorah. Since Reish is Begon Cho, Prat Lakuach, if it grew in your field. If it doesn't grow in my field, I'll have Gemara in Bav Metzia. So the Netziv wants to say a Chiddush that Lakuach just means that you're not obligated to be Mafresh, but once you're Mafresh, it'll be Chal Min HaTorah. And he tries to give a few Mishalim like this. He doesn't come up with too many. He tries to give Mishalim like that, that such a concept exists as a mitzvah so reshus, that no one in the world is mechuyev. You gave a mashal where some people are mechuyev, and other people volunteer to do it, even though they are not mechuyev. He wants to give Mishalim that no one is mechuyev to do it. Let's say, achilas matzah kol shiva. So the Gemara said, you're not obligated to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach, just the first night. Is there a kiyum mitzvah? After all, the pasuk that says shivas yamim matzos tachelu. So that's what the Don Legoyen says, based on a group of rishonim, there is a mitzvah of rishus. There is a mitzvah kiyum.
In the negative sense, the concept of shmura is basically saying not a lot of
exchange, but if you exchange, what's good for the food, your husband? Basically, the same thing. Mark calls that a knas alter. The Torah penalizes it. It says that the first one remains hagdish, and the new one also becomes hagdish. Now you have a new mitzvah to be back with the new one in addition to the old one. He did an Avera. He didn't volunteer any mitzvah socials. Once he does an Avera, so the Torah says, we are now mechabed you to do another mitzvah. Like, you're not allowed to rob the bank. And if you rob the bank, then the Torah gives you a mitzvah. You're not allowed to leave over Noiser. If you left over Noiser, then the Torah is mechabed you with a mitzvah, the Sarafis and Noiser Vaish. So that's a mitzvah that comes about, that's engendered by having done an Avera. He wouldn't have done the Avera. You would have never had the opportunity to do this mitzvah. He didn't have aveira, so the Torah says you gotta do a mitzvah. It's different. We're talking about a case, he didn't have the aveira, the Torah is not machayvim to do anything. If he volunteers on his own, will it be such a thing as a mitzvah for a shuv, a mitzvah kiyumis? But there's no chiyuv at all.
What do you do with Sochas Marish?
Tfilas Arvis, if you all tfilas Arvis are shuv. That the Gemara has it, there's a tfilas Nidov. The Gemara has it, the Chachamim won't exactly such a thing as tfilas Nidov. So that's what some Tanoim hold it. That's what Marav always is. Tfilas Nidov. Okay. Is davening yet? No, he said before Krakidlu. Before Krakidlu, there always existed such a concept as Tfilas Arvis Rishus. You're not Mechuivtu, but the Chachamim would recommend that you should volunteer. So that's because there were Mesakim such a thing as Tfilas Nidov. There was such a Takon. But the Shaila, does it exist in other areas? The Chachamim was sometimes Mechayv that you have to daven. Chakras, minfas, so they were sakin also. If one wants to volunteer a tefillah, there's such a thing as tefillah nidov.
Mm-hmm. The
quantities of. That's Chal Min HaTerah for sure. Yeah, that's a different thing. He's obligated to be Mafresh Trumas Min HaTerah. He'll give a Chita Achas, he'll get away with it. But it's more proper, it's more correct to give a little more. And if he gives more, it'll be Chal. That's still different. He's Mechuyav to be Mafresh Trumas. The only shot is how much. But here he's not, absolutely not obligated at all. And if he goes, and the Rabbi says if he's Mafresh, it's Chal. It's Chal Min HaTerah. So it could be that Rashi doesn't hold like that, Rabbi holds it doesn't exist. Who ever heard of such a thing? That it should be chal, ma'aseh sheni should be chal min ha'Torah on things non-dotnirish v'yitzar. So Pashtus says that most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Raivin, because they're bothered with kashas all over Shas, and the Raivin answers all. The Raivin has a lot of kashas with this by saying that on all other fruits and vegetables outside of dotnirish v'yitzar, one is not obligated to be mafresh min ha'Torah, but if he wasn't handy, he was mafresh of chal min ha'Torah. So the Rashi probably doesn't hold like that. That's why Rashi holds that this Shaila was on the nature of the Maisa Sheni and Maisa Dogon, is there a mitzvah sachil or not? But according to those who cannot learn like that Rashi, so what do they learn pshat? So Rashi gives you the other pshat, that the Gemara Sofik was not a Sofik in Hilchos Maisa Sheni, in Maisa Yerek, it's a Sofik in the nature of the mitzvah of Moror Bizman Hazeh. Matzah deraisa doesn't mean the Maaseh Sheni of matzah deraisa. The Maaseh Sheni of Moror is the Rabbanan. It means the mitzvah of matzah bizman hazeh deraisa. Boy Rami Bacham is a shayla bizman hazeh. Boy Rami Bacham is a shayla matzah bizman hazeh deraisa. Moror is the Rabbanan. Because matzah later in the last paragraph is a machlekes on the last daf. But the matzah bizman hazeh is also the Rabbanan or not? One Amora, there was an opinion in Amora. The matzah bizman hazeh is also only the Rabbanan. So it's only bizman dika migdash, bizman dika pesach, bizman dileka pesach. Just like Moror is only the Rabbanan, matzah is also only the Rabbanan. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we don't accept that sheet. We don't pass along, but we pass from the matzah bizman hazeh is the Raisa. The Moror is the Rabbanan. So that's the other pshat in Rashi. Maybe the only time you have a deal of matzah, according to Rabbi Yisai Green, the only time you have a loch of matzah, shenin achar, b'chol moshavis, is on matzah that's a mitzvah the Raisa. The Moror bizman hazeh, and Moror bizman amigdash, that was the Raisa, there would also be a chisorin of Moror shenin achar, b'chol moshavis. If you would have Moror shenin achar, shenin bizman shenin, b'chol amigdash, or yikayim, that's given, that's obvious, that would be no good. No good, because shenin achar, b'chol moshavis, hukshu matmar, hukshu adodi. The whole topic in the Gemara, Boy Ramim Bacham, was what's the nature of Mara, the mitzvah of Mara, the man is it? Like we said in the Rosh, is it a mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash? Mitzvah of Zechel HaMikdash, so all you need is the min. All you need is that it should be the right vegetable. But there's no kima mitzvah of Achilos Mara, so what are you going to talk about a tartar assassin in the mitzvah Sachila? There is no mitzvah Sachila. The Achilah just a hechitin to conjure up in your mind to remember Zechel HaMikdash, that there wouldn't be a problem of Eman Achilas Muhammad Shabbos. What about Tartar Assassin in the Maisa Mitzvah of Achilah? There is no mitzvah Achilah. Should I say no? That the nature of the Mara of his man is that Mitam, Zechel HaMikdash, is Kina Chacham in mitzvah Achilas Mara. If it's a mitzvah Achilas Mara, then you have the problem of Eman Achilas Muhammad Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. Omar Rabbi Mistabra Matzah Mara, that even his man is there, the nature of the mitzvah mara is a mitzvah sachilus mara. So the way we explained from the Achrenim, that was exactly the Rosh's suffix, where they need kazayis, the man of that was the same suffix. Gizman amigdash avari need kazayis. That's the Mishnah Allah mitzvah mara. The Rosh is only mistook where the mara of his man of that needs kazayis. What's the nature of the mitzvah mara of his man of that? Is it mitzvah mara of the Rabban or is it mitzvah zechel amigdash? According to the other pshat in Rashi, that was the Gemara Zibai. That Gufa was Romi Bacham Zibai. And the maskana of Rava was, like the Rosh's maskana, that it's a mitzvah mara of his man as it. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Rashi says that it's leinitam lahayomer. He says that this pshat, lishna achrina, Rashi writes, on lamet tesan beis, lishna achrina, matzav his man as it, mara de rabbanon, as it says, on daf kuf tezvav. It says in parentheses in the Rashi, on daf lamet tesan beis in the Rashi, right before the Mishnah, the last 8 lines. He writes, daf kuf tezvav. Vizeshan mati, that's the pshat that he heard from his Rebbe, and he gave the other pshat. That Mara the Rabbanah means that the Maisa Yerik is on the Rabbanah. So he says, the Kashali, the Pshat from the Rebbe doesn't make any sense. What Shachti, Maisa Sheni Bismanazah, and Yerushalayim? Does anybody eat Maisa Sheni Bismanazah? What Shachti is that? There is no Yerushalayim. There's no Kedusha. Mi Maski, Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim? Does anybody be Bismanazah? Does anybody bring up Lahalos, Maski? Does anybody bring up the Kamta Bialiso? Does anybody bring up my Shem to Yerushalayim as man is there? There is no Yerushalayim up in on the map. There's Yerushalayim, but there's no Kedusha. I will say that the Gemara goes with the Shitas Mandam and Kitchelos in love. Ilam and the Amma keep Kedusha Rishayim and Kitchelos in love. So the Gemara goes on now that the head Yiboy Lele Frushif is man is there. Let the Gemara say so. Let the Gemara say so. The Gemara just says, Boy, Rami Bachamer, Mao Shiyetelim Dechavasa bin Morish on my Shem to Yerushalayim doesn't say this man is there. They say the punchline, the ikavot, the ikachas menasefer. Bizman amigdash zichar not. The whole shayla only was bizman hazeh to zog the words bizman hazeh. The whole word is my the ma'aseh sheni bizman hazeh is a mitzvah mara. Whether mara bizman hazeh is a mitzvah mara, it's a mitzvah zichar mitzvah. Say the word bizman hazeh. That's what Rashi time is. The whole thing is a pelam. The whole thing is a pelam mitamacher. Even if you hold that kitchelasi lover, that there is kedusha si yushalayim. The Gemara says in Makis, and the Gemara says in Zvok, you can't eat my Zesheni Bizman Azeb Yerushalayim, his name is Be'ah Bonui. The Gemara says, lo maspik, in order to eat my Zesheni Yerushalayim, not sufficient that you have Kedushas Yerushalayim. You have to be Tohar, my Zesheni has to be Tohar, and you have to have his Be'ah Bonui. If you don't have him his Be'ah Bonui, you cannot eat my Zesheni at all, Bizman Azeb. But the Gemara says, what is Be'ah Bonui? His name is Be'ah in Yerushalayim now. His name is Be'ah at all. The whole thing is impossible. Neter Revai is a Shaila. Whether Neter Revai requires him is Be'ah Bona. It doesn't say Beferish in the Gemara, so that's a deal in Taisus and Achrayim about that. Usually, say Majahin and Neter Revai have the same dinin. So this is a little bit open, it doesn't say black and white. But it's a deal in the Achrayim. But Majahin is often in the Gemara. Mark quotes the Bryce, Amr Abbasidah, Yoko Yalod, the Majahin, Mishlam, is Manazab, Talmud Baima. It's a positive that you can only eat Majahin if his Manshim is Be'ah Bona. That's what Rashi says, not Shaykh to eat Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh. Anyway, but those are the two pshatim. Those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. The first pshat in the Gemara, Rashi learned, the first pshat was, the Bayi of Rami Bachama was a suffix in the nature of Maisa Yerik. Is there a mitzvah sachilas Maisa Sheni Bimshalayim on Maisa Yerik? Or is it only a heter? There's an Issa Tidish Chutz Yishlam, and there's a heter Tidish Yishlam, but there's no Kima Mitzvah. There's no Kima Mitzvah. So there's no tata de sasri in the achilas, so there's no problem of ein achilas b'cham and shabbos. And the other pshat Rashi held was, the other pshat that Rashi quoted from Ezra Bayin, because other rishonim hold that this is ruam, they hold like the ravid. Maisa Yerik, as long as the rabbon means the obligation, the chayvus ha'proshim, once in mafish it's common atayra. It's common atayra, has all the same things, it's going to be the same problem as Maisa Sheni deraisa, on matzah. So the other pshat Rashi quoted was that the ikit, the shver in the Lashon, the ikit in the kudas al-safet was whether maror of his manas is a mitzvah maror or it's a mitzvah zechel amigdash. That was the Gemara's divan. And this week's set in Parshas Tzav, we're usually laying Tzav right before Pesach. Parshas Tzav, the Torah says that if you have a pot or a pan in which you cook the korban chatos, and you want to, and the korban chatos can only be nechal yom alayla ad chatos, chatos in the nashim is only nechal yom alayla ad chatos. So tomorrow someone else is going to bring another korban chatos. You're going to cook a fry, a bake, whatever. You're going to cook in the same pot. The Chumash says that you're going to be faced with a problem that the bli in the pot is going to become loisosh. Well, it's going to come out lois hashachar. The bli in that pot is going to become loisosh. Even though at the time that you cooked it was absolutely kosher l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim, I go to carbon chatos or l'mahadrim today and I cooked in the pot. A kosher top, a kosher level, kosher flesh, everything is a wonderful mitzvah. And I ate everything up before the shkia. I ate everything up before chatzos. And I washed out the pot, everything was fine. But when it comes on Lois HaShachar, the bli in the pot becomes nicer, even though he didn't do anything wrong. He did everything to himself, so the bli becomes nicer. So when you're going to cook the carbon chatos tomorrow in the same pot, it's going to have a bli of the nicer from today. So that's where the Torah has a special mitzvah, Marika Shtifa, that you have to kasher out the pot. So that's in today's Seder. It's not standard. Marika Shtifa is a mitzvah. Azoi, when you have a tray for pot and you kasher it, you don't say a bracha. Places says when you kasher it, it's not a mitzvah. When you salt flesh, you don't say a bracha on salting flesh. Salting flesh is not a mitzvah, just in order not to violate the Yisra of Dam. So the same over here, when you kasher a pot, places says you don't recite a bracha, it's a matir, it's not a mitzvah. But here on Marika Shtifa, this is a kiyum mitzvah. This is a mitzvah to do Marika Shtifa. For Haraya, that part of what you do is that you rinse it off with cold water. That doesn't affect anything. That doesn't help for the kashering. Kashering has to be with roischim, with burning hot. So the Gemara says, Marika Shtifa, one is the tzainin, one is the chamin, one is the machloikas hachanayim, which is which? But the Marika is the tzainin, or the Shtifa is the tzainin. What is the tzainin all about? The tzainin is l'mala v'lomer. We have a minig, Taisa says on the letter back on the radio, we have a minig that after we kasher trays of pots or whatever, we rinse it off with cold water. So Taisa says on the letter back on the radio, they don't know what in the world it's all about, where did it come from. It must be a zeichel of Marika Shtifa. The only time you need the rinsing off is not part of the kashering process, that's part of the mitzvah, Marika Shtifa, by kosher. So here, when you do Marika Shtifa, you would say, bracha, this is a kima mitzvah. So the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah is bothered with a kasher. How come? In the end of Chumash, Bamidbar, in Parshas Matos, and it says by Mochemis Midyan that they got all the tray for pots and pans. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you want to use a tray for pots and pans, you have to kasher them. How do you kasher them? So some of them need libud and some of them need hakolah. There are two ways to kasher. So the Gemara has to kasher. How come here in Parshas Tzav? It doesn't say that it depends how did they cook the flesh of the carbon chatos. If they cooked it with soup, and the bli of a guy, they mind that all you need is Marika Shtifa is Hagola. And if they broiled it, then you should need Libun. How come it doesn't say? So the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah asks this theory. How come a Parshas Tzav only has one form of kashering and a Parshas Matos has two? So one Amora says in the Gemara, Enachanami, Yagadol of Reo. You have to compare the two psukim. After you go to Parshas Matos, then you reinterpret Parshas Tzav, that there are two forms of kashering the pots in the Beis Hamikdash, sometimes Libun, and sometimes Hagol. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we don't pass them like that. We pass them like Rabashi. That you don't say Yagadol of Reo. Yagadol of Reo is a melitza from a pasuk in Eo. That Bozev Elimin of there, the friend will show Pshat. Yagadol of Reo, the friend will show Pshat. We don't pass like that. We pass in the chiluk between Heterabola and Isurabola. That in Parshas Matos is talking the tray for pots that the goyim use for chazashmals. They use for basa b'cholos. So if it has a tray for bliya, then halacha sometimes says that you need libun, sometimes hagdola is enough, depending. Hashenikin in Parshas Tzav is talking we cook the korban chatos, we cook the korban hashem in it. So everything is kosher. No vas. It's going to become nicer later. The bliya and the beis nakli are going to become nicer. But since at the time that it was Nibla, it was Hetera Bala, so we have a Kula. So the Kula is that it's always sufficient with Hagolah. And based on this steer between the two Parshas, Parshas Tzav and Parshas Matos, the Gemara comes up in the Kula, and Parakalavos, and there's another distinction. that when you have hetera bala, there's a kula of not banad the hetera. Let's say I have I cooked some fleishiks in a pot. Now I washed out the. I have a fleishik plate or fleishik pot. And I washed it out and it's clean now. There's no fleishik beer. And now I take a piece of fish and I put the piece of fish is burning hot. I just fried it. I put the piece of fish on top of this fleishik plate. Let's say the plate is cold. And I put the piece of burning hot fish on top of the fleishik plate. So the stomach's going to get a little bleer from the plate. Now I take this fish and I put it on another plate. Let's say I want to put it on a multi plate and I want to put in some butter into the fish. And so should I say that the fish just became fleshy because it was burning hot and I put it on a cold fleshy plate, just got a bleer from the fleshy plate, so it's a fleshy fish. I'm not allowed to put on butter. I'm not allowed to have any milk with it. So the Gemara says, no, that it's muta. That's called dogim shol of the Cairo fish, paro fish, that was put on a fleshy plate. The fish was burning hot. I put it on a fleshy plate that's cold. I get the bleer from the fleshy plate. So it does become fleshy fish and I'm not allowed to eat it with kutach. I'm not allowed to eat it with milk. So the Gemara says, no. Dogim shol of the Cairo, muta liochel with kutach. Why? It's a not by not the hetera. It's a nice and tam, not by not the Russian tables. Nice and tam by nice and tam. That what? It's a wicked bleer. It's a tam kolish. What does it mean? There was a fleshy bleer that was in the dish. And now the fleshy bleer moved from the dish into the fish. And it's still nothing became trace. So it has a weak fleshy bleer. Now you're going to tell me that if I'm going to put butter or milk into this fish, it's going to create an isa basa b'cholav. So the Gemara says, if it's a tam kolosh, it can't be chalana the isa basa b'cholav. That's the kul of not banad the hetera. That's all based, the chiddush in hetera ball and the isura ball is all based on these psukim, the contrast between parshas tzav and parshas matas. So here the Gemara in Sochim says, when you want a kasha for Pesach, Gemara has on Daf Lamed. Gemara says when you want a kasha for Pesach on the top of Lamed on the base, the top places. So the Gemara says when you have chametz dikah night, the Gemara says if you can afford it, you shouldn't really switch chametz dikah things to kasha for Pesach. The best thing is to buy separate. The Gemara says not everybody can afford to have separate utensils, separate pots and pans. So if you can't afford, then you can kasha. So the Gemara says, well, how do you kasha? So the Gemara says, "Idi berois ben yikasha the chametz dikah nais with burning hot water." Rektosis akasha, but there is a brisa if a sefer avodah zarah where it says that if you have treifa nais, it's a great use for treifas. You have to kasha it with libun because you have to consider the possibility, the likelihood that the goyim use the mamish broil the chazar on the fire. They broil the chazar on the fire. So you see that if it's those kind of knives that they broil on the fire, that you need libun. So how come the Gemara over here never says that you need libun by Pesach? It just says that hagol is enough. So Tesis comes up with this. I'm far Tesis is mechadish with tirutz rabin tam. There's two tirutz. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Balei Tesis come up with the chiddush. The chametz is always a terebola. By chametz dikikelim, you never need libun. It's always sufficient with Hagolah. Yeah. So it's always a terebola, and it's always the same as Parsha stuff. It never falls into the Parsha of Matnas. That's how Tesis says. Who are the Nami based on this Tesis? The Shulchan Aruch says like this. What if I have chametz dikah knives that I want to... I have chametz dikah spoons and forks that I want to kasha. So Leolim, there's always a problem. Tosis raises on the lid, daf and avodah zarah. Let's say I have a tray for fork and a knife and I want to kasha. So what do I do? Let's say by mistake I had some tray for soup with a spoon. So the spoon becomes tray. So I want to kasha. So I have a pot full of bubbling hot, burning hot water. I take the tray for spoon and I dip it into the burning hot water. So the tray for bleah, how go? The tray for bleah goes out into the water. What prevents the trefa bleer from flying back here into the spoon? So it'll come back and make the spoon trefa again. So Taisa says, you better make sure that the spoon is ain't a ben yon, right? Or that you have shishim in the water against the spoon. Mm-hmm. If you have shishim against it, so the trefa bleer goes into the water and becomes bubble to shishim, then it can't come back in. It's ready bubble to shishim. Or if the spoon is ain't a ben yon, so then the trefa bleer goes into the water, true, it's going to come back in. But if the tefillas ablia is going to be ene ben yoimai, so there's no gzera de rabbanon on the treifa spoon that originally was nice and tam l'shvat, so that was also an authority to use the treifa spoon. And then when 24 hours pass by, it's gzera de rabbanon not to use it without kashering, gzera ene ben yoimai, to ben yoimai. Why? Because the tefillas ablia and the spoon was l'shvat. So now even though it's nice and tam l'gam, it's gzera de rabbanon. But if the treifa ablia goes into the water and then comes back in, so now the tefillas ablia and the spoon is l'gam. So the key hagabna la chachamim and avodah. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote based on Tosfos, when is that you always have to have shishim or make sure the spoon is enem in yomai? That's only if you're kashering treifa spoons. What if you're kashering for Pesach? What if you're kashering for Pesach? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you can even kasher without shishim, and even kasher when the spoon is a ben yomo. Why? Because chametz kodesh Pesach is a terebol, so it's always going to be a nat by nat, a tere. The chametz dikis spoon is the tam rishon of the chametz. Then the blia goes into the water. You don't have shishim. So the blia goes into the water, that's tam sheni. Then it's going to come back from the water back into the spoon, it's going to be tam shlishi. Before Pesach. It's still before Pesach. So it's a nat by nat by nat. So not by not by not, they had to say. Three times, so not by not even like they bishul. Even like they bishul were matelah. Yeah. No, but that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. This is the way you're permitted to kasher. That's what it says, you have to be like that. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch says that the way you kasher, there's no need for shishim, there's no need for ein ben yom. Comes the Mishnah Brura and he says, in the Bir Aloch, he says that the proper thing is to be machmir, not to follow the Shulchan Aruch. He says you should be machmir by Pesach also, just like by Treifas, you machmir to kasher the spoons of the forks. Either when it's Einem and Yomo, or to see through it as you have shishim in the water against the spoon. Same by Pesach. Why? Because the Ramban here, on Daf Lamed, this is the Ran, quotes the Ramban, disagrees with this Pesach. He says, what do you mean, Chametz Koidem HaPesach is a terrible? That's not true. When you cook a carbon chatas or a carbon ashim today, so it's heter, it's not yet nicer. It doesn't become nicer until Inas Laila, until tomorrow morning. So nicer is Ein Shmai Olah. That's called a terrible. It's not nicer today. The chametz all year long is chametz, just that it's not Pesach. But it wasn't any chametz. The same chametz was called. When you mix the flour with the water, let it sit. The spaghetti is chametz all year long, so that's the chametz is mutter. But that doesn't have any of the coolness of heter bola. So the Ramban says it's not correct. That chametz never needs libun. He says it's not correct. And in the Shulchan Aruch talk away machma like the Ramban. Chametz dikit pats. Let's say they're baking tins. That all year long you bake cookies. Now on Pesach you want to use them. So we would say if you want to use them on Pesach, you need libun. We wouldn't be maker like Pesach says that you never need libun on Pesach. He says all you need is hagolim. You say you do need libun sometimes. Shulchan Aruch just mitzarech by a frying pan. A frying pan is a machlek, it's a rishon, and let's say you have a tray for frying pan that they fry ham and eggs. So a frying pan, you use oil, but you use a little bit of oil, it's not the same as cooking soup. So do you consider that b'liyos ha'idei ha'esh or b'liyos ha'idei ha'mayim? So that's a machlek, and you're a day, that's a machlek, the rosh and other rishon, and whether frying pans need leave on a hagola. So on Pesach, we'll make all the mechaberites, we'll make a sex sake. Maybe the din is like Tesis, that Hagol is always enough for Tesis, maybe it's a terrible. And even though we're normally machma like the Ramban, maybe a frying pan, by even a tray for frying pan is enough for Hagol. So that's the only time that we make with the Shittas of Tesis. But normally on a regular baking tin that you want a kasher for Pesach, you need real libun. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since we're machma like the Ramban, they say the chametz shmai olam, that it's not called hedera bala. So he says the proper thing really is to be machma regarding the hagola also. You want to do hagola on a fork and a knife, you should either dig shishim or require that it should be hedera yola. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And others try to paremfer. Why it's the Taz and the others, they try to find out why it's not a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Why is it that by Hagola versus Libun, for Machma like the Ramban, that you do need Libun, the Kasha for Pesach, you hold that Chametz Shmai Olam, then it's called the Surabola. Here, by the Nad Banat, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote this Chumra at all. Shulchan Aruch assumes that Chametz is Heterbo. Very Shvere Terutzim. The Pashtus is like the Mishnah Berurah says. This is Mamish Hobba Hotalia. You can't be Machalic between the two. Either you hold like this, you hold like the Ramban. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That since the Shulchan Aruch says that we're machmir like the Ramban, that you always need libun, so the proper thing is to be machmir here also, that you should need either Eidah ben Yomo, or you should need Shish.
No, this is it.